would die for peanut butter.
You are now entering the administrator conference. There are two other participants in the conference.
Broadcasting now.
There we go. Great.
Whatever. You know, hey, listen, I just got back late. That's why the whole thing's running late. So I don't know what to tell people. People want to yell at me in IRC? Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of tried to explain. I'm scrambling as much as you are to get this thing, but it's kind of out of my hands, unfortunately. But I kind of mentioned that we did a server move recently, and I hope we are streaming. I mean, also, is everyone muted, or is everybody able to speak this time?
No, everyone...
Hopefully they're all muted right now. Everyone
is able to speak, no problem, as soon as we connect them.
Okay, well then, I'm not sure. We're going to have to make this up as we go along. So hopefully the people in IRC are listening right now, and let me just catch you up on what's going on here with the assistance of the wonderful Mr. Not Theory, the wind beneath my wings, my hero, Not Theory.
Oh, I love when you speak like that about me.
Oh,
so good and fluffy.
Did I ever tell you you're
No, you don't need to fucking sing on a goddamn show.
I can he be your hero? Okay, I won't. No, actually, we've mentioned this kind of, that Freak Factor is moving servers as far as hosting and things like that. So we had a plethora of problems today, all of them fairly minor. I mean, obviously we got them fixed and we're streaming now, finally. And in case we didn't say it, this is Freak Factor Episode 6, such as it is. Or maybe this will be 5.5 or something, since we started off a little late. So anyway, we moved servers, and one problem I had, because Siri was not around, I was not aware where some of the things had moved, some of the admin pages and stuff had moved to. And I finally got that worked out. For some reason, I wasn't getting redirected properly. But anyway, I finally got that worked out with the help of Black Ratchet, so who's not going to be on tonight. So that was problem number one that we overcame. And once I got in there, I noticed that for some reason it wasn't showing anybody listed. And I knew from IRC that people were in the conference and were chatting, and I can see them no matter where they're at, but I was seeing no users in the user list. So luckily, that's when Not Theory came home a few minutes ago. And how much do you want to talk about that at all, or just...
You know, I had some things misnamed from the... I moved databases around, did all kinds of crazy stuff, and I guess without getting into all the boring details of how all this stuff works behind the scenes. I'll do it at some point, but just not right now.
Okay.
It was basically, it was logging everybody who was in the conference, but it was logging them to the wrong database, so...
That's okay.
All. So it wasn't showing up on the user page anymore, because the new user page goes to a new database and all that other nonsense. All kinds of real boring shit.
All right, so stuff that though just easily fixed, you just had to find where to make the name changes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was actually ready to punch my laptop as soon as you told me it didn't work, but then I figured
out. Yeah, that's kind of like the way you threw your sidekick against the wall.
Yeah, I did throw my sidekick against the wall.
Yeah, you should be a little bit easier.
I should mute you while I go on my whole rant, because let me tell you, anybody out there who's thinking about buying a Sidekick 2 or a Sidekick 1 or any type of Sidekick or anything made by Danger, the company, or as a matter of fact, anything made by Sharp, made for Danger, never buy it. The Sidekick is a piece of shit, and nobody should ever waste their money on it. Because you can't do anything with
it. Tell them exactly why.
Because, first of all, you can't download any software you want to it. You've got to download only software that they let you download. Even if you're a developer, you have to go through all this kind of crap. You have to, like, apply. They have to approve you to be a developer so that you can even test your software on there. And then once you've written a really good application that you want to sell, then you have to wait for them to approve that. So you could spend all your time developing something, and they could just say, well, we don't think this application fills, is going to pull a big enough market for us. So you're not going to get anything for it. And then just block it. You can't do anything about it. It's a closed platform. It sucks. It doesn't support anything either. It's not like it has Bluetooth or Wi-Fi and like all this other cool shit. It has none of that shit. It doesn't even have fucking infrared. I don't know if they're kidding with this piece of shit, but...
And you can't upload your application to your private website, your personal website, and let the there's no way to connect to that and download the app directly?
No, you can't. You can't do that. It just gives you an error message. But I don't know. It's just garbage. They should have never made it. They should have taken anybody who was on that project and make them make license plates or something. I don't know. Punish them in some way.
Then maybe they shouldn't even be making license plates. They'd probably fall off and not work. I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, they'd probably have like non-standard screws, and you wouldn't be able to get them on your car.
You'd have
special mapping bracket
from them. They'd have to be approved ahead of time.
Yeah, you'd have to sign a form saying that you would only use their mounting brackets.
Right.
Anyway, I hate them. And
I hope
they go out of business, honestly.
Yeah, I've been wanting you to get that rant out on the air, actually. Because I know how strongly you feel about it.
Yeah, I feel strongly enough to smash my sidekick. As a matter of fact, anybody at DEF CON who wants to smash the sidekick, I'm going to bring it. You guys bring a sledgehammer or something. You'll be able to smash the crap out of it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can gamble it. Maybe we can gamble it at a table somewhere.
Yeah, maybe we can set it on fire and, like, tie firecrackers to it, assuming that they're legal in that jurisdiction.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, well, anyway. All right, so let's see, what else? So now we've got, obviously we're connected. It looks like we're streaming, and everything seems to be stable for now. In my rush, you were doing a whole lot of hacking on that end to get everything working and connected again. I had to go in and do some quick last-minute hacks on my end, and in my rush, the timing of this is going to be way, way off. It's not going to be a two-hour show exactly, so I don't know what we're going to do as far as ending the show, because I basically kind of set it with unlimited, so it's going to stream until we manually end it, unfortunately, so...
Oh.
I don't know if you're going to be around. I will stay. It's all right. I'll stay up and do it. That's not a problem. If you're not going
to
be around, that's cool.
Yeah. I got to get sleep. I'm tired.
Yeah, that's the only way I could get this thing up and running quickly. So that's the situation. But like I said, we are up and running. Now, the other thing we need to address is the show. I don't know why this is so fucking complicated to people, and I've repeated it like every episode, but let me just go ahead and say again that this is a reality radio show, meaning you get the fuck-ups. You get the things like this. We get up and running. This is part of the show. Not necessarily a good part. Don't get me wrong. But this is part of it, the excitement of it. I don't know. I've got a big adrenaline rush right now just for getting this damn thing up and going again. So I'm walking around pacing with a big adrenaline rush. But anyway. What?
I said a big what?
Well, I got something big for you there, Mr.
Oh,
Mayor.
Yeah.
You'll find out at DEF CON, baby.
Southern hospitality. Gotta love it.
That's right. That's right. Damn Yankee. Anyway.
we're talking redneck.
Yeah, buddy. We are going to turn this over. We have some pre-selected hosts this week. Now, because this is a reality radio show, we have problems that we have to deal with each week with the show and limitations. We're developing it as we go along, and that is part of the process. So, everybody bitched and complained about the first few episodes being a clusterfuck. Nobody could make phone calls because other people were laughing and making jokes and playing the stream in the fucking background, which is the one thing that annoys me more than anything in the world. And when I find them, I'm banning them. Every time somebody does that, I'm going to ban it and block you from being on there. It annoys me to the fucking no end. So, everybody's talking over each other. They're tripping over their dicks trying to make phone calls, except they all screw them up. So... people bitched and complained about it. Well, you know what? Part of the reality is we'll adapt. We'll try other things. We'll try different things. So last week we tried one where we decided to get on and make some calls in more of a controlled environment where we know there's only three or four people on the line. We didn't really plan it. We kind of made some things up as we went along. There was no staged call, by the way. I don't know where that big fucking conspiracy theory came from that we had somebody playing along intentionally like it was all scripted or some shit.
I think it was obvious when we started talking about it. And if people don't believe it, just go to the website and call these guys up and talk to them yourself.
Right, you know, it's just people like to complain, and it just, ugh. So anyway, there's no conspiracy theory there. So back to the idea, I don't understand why I have to keep repeating this or why people don't understand that this is reality radio. Whatever happens, and you know what? Whatever problems are here, you have to deal with them and overcome them. Whatever errors come up, whatever limitations come up. And right now, one of the limitations is we haven't gotten a moderator-type interface set up yet, and I don't know if we will. But right now, only admins can control who's muted and unmuted. Okay? We cannot give individual hosts that kind of access right now, so you're going to have to deal with that. So last week we got on, and I guess some people didn't seem to think we were very good at it. I thought it was pretty funny myself, but hey, what do I know? So this week we're going to give a couple more people some chances that they're going to get on there. I will stick around and try my best. I'm working on other projects, unfortunately, so I'll be back and forth. I will try to help out and play along and mute and unmute people if I can. I can't guarantee that, but I will try to help out as much as I can as far as that goes. However, step up to the plate, deal with the reality that's handed to you, and that is that you've got people, hopefully creative people, who have ideas of what they can do with the show. So those are the people that are going to take the show over tonight. They will be unmuted, and they need to take the show and run with it. Like I said, I will try to unmute people, but right now I'm still in recovery mode, so you guys need to be able to do this for at least the next half hour by yourselves, at least. Without getting people in. And about a half an hour from now, when I'm caught up with a bunch of other stuff, now that I'm running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Yeah, you go ahead and use your little redneck joke. Go ahead.
No.
Yeah. So, while I'm doing that, you guys need to be able to take the show and do it. deal with the reality show, that you can scramble and that you can improv and deal with it. That's what we did last week, and hey, maybe you can do it better. So this is the situation tonight. We're going to turn it over to our hosts tonight. I'll let them introduce themselves. There's no point in me doing that. So,
Now wait a second. I'm going to see the hosts at a time so that I can make these guys admin accounts. I'm going to make them admin accounts. I'm going to give them all the same cool controls that we have. The only exception is that they won't be able to, you know, approve or reject people, and they won't be able to make calls on my dime because I'm a cheap bastard.
I was getting ready to say, I don't know if you want to give them complete control.
No, there's a few things I'm going to disable, but...
That's what I'm saying. If we make a moderator's page, but I didn't think you had time, are you going to work on that now, or do you have it ready? Or?
I'm just taking the regular admin page and modifying it.
See how... Tell me that Not Theory is not the coolest person you've ever met in your entire life. Tell me he is not gracious... It doesn't matter. They'll have to take my word for it. I don't lie. Are you calling me a liar?
I would never think of doing that, darling.
Damn it. I'm sure that's Noob5 calling.
Yeah, he knows where to reach you. Hang up.
Yeah, I know. He's a noob. What can I tell you? Yeah, hold on there, Noob. We're live on Freak Factor, and I can't take your call right now, so just hold on. Well, I'll get back to you in a few minutes. How about that? Late. Oh, what a noob. See, that's reality. Oh, God. See, reality, I don't think people understand. Reality is another word for sucky, apparently.
Oh, terrible. The absolute worst.
Yeah, this is the worst show ever. However, I love the way we have over 50 listeners and all the downloads we're getting for the worst show. Everybody thinks it's horrible, but... here we are stuck with huge ratings and all this kind of good stuff. So, hey, what are we going to do? Now, anyway, we're eating up their time, and God forbid we actually use. That's another thing that pissed me off. We can't play along in our own show, in our own, all this work we put into it. We're not allowed to make calls, apparently. We get yelled at for that. So we're bogarting the show and all that kind of good stuff. So that's real nice. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hurry up and get off and turn these people over there. Do you have this page? Do you want to give it to them, or we don't want to...
Yeah, you know what though? Give me a list real quick of who's going to be the host.
Yeah, do you want to turn it over to them, unmuted, and just let them go normally, and then once we get it done, we'll hop back in and explain to them how to get it running and using it.
Well, that's going to take about 2 seconds because I just need to get this done and go.
Okay.
So just get to the list right now.
Okay, the list right now. Tonight's hosts are going to be UT Crazy.
Okay.
Okay, Spork.
Is Spork on? I don't see Spork.
Spork,
okay,
SP. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see him on the list right now. It's not called in.
Does Spork go by something else? I am me or PM? Yeah, send me a PM and IRC if you're here right now.
I see Old Spork. Is that like Old Spice? Whatever.
I don't know. Let him contact us and give us a number and confirm what his user number is. That'll confirm it. Fubster.
Right.
You got him?
Yep.
And Cotrin, I'm sorry, Cotrin.
Cotrin?
K-O-T-R-I-N?
It says Cotrix in the list here.
See, that's why I'm confused. Cotex, Cotrix, Cotrin, whatever his name is. I don't even know if he's around, actually. I don't even know if he's just going to bail out on us.
Okay, let me just make a couple of updates here. Man, this is great radio. I bet you people love listening to this right here. Me typing. Wow.
Yeah. Spork is user number 1084, and he said it was Spork last week. It was listed as Spork 1084. He thinks it's Old Spork now.
He thinks it's Old Spork.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You got to know your name.
Well, 1080. Well, somebody could have.
It's Old Spork.
Yeah, 1084. Okay. So here we go. That's going in. So.
Okay. So that's.
Do I continue? Oh, Flux Capacitor just told me, Stank, please start the show. Okay. Well. Fuck you.
Yeah. You know what? He was the same guy who said to me, get on the fucking conference. Now, you know what? That might be a funny play on words, whatever, but I don't know who you are. So when you say something like that to me out of the blue, it looks to me like you're just, you know, trying to piss me off.
Yeah. If you're not paying attention, we're trying to get this working for our new host this week so they have a little bit more abilities. And Stifu, I mean,
yeah.
Complicated.
All right. Now, what these guys are going to need to do, the four people that you mentioned, You Too Crazy, Old Spork, Fubster, and Coatrix, what they're going to need to do is they're going to need to hang up and call back.
Okay.
And when they call back, they'll be in the administrator conference with us.
All right, well, we will hang on here to make sure that they join properly. So, guys, you're hearing us through the stream, hopefully probably delayed a few seconds. Hang up, dial back in, and just do everything the same way you did. And you should join right in here with us live, unmuted, right?
Yeah, unmuted.
Unmuted, so we will hear you as you arrive. So come on down. You're the next contestant on Host Freak Factor, the suckiest live show on the Internet. God, I love this. I don't know why everybody hates this. I think this is fun.
I think it's sad.
I just like to hear my own voice. I think that's what everybody, that's pretty much the common perception or something.
Alright.
So, well, guys, let me make sure we're still streaming. We've had so many disasters here. Let me check. Yes, we are still streaming. 48 listeners to the stream.
Now, did you up it past 50? You said you were sure you did.
Yes, we upped it plenty. And last week, I can confirm this, last week we had 54 users, 54 listeners.
Oh.
So, yes, that is working. I don't see anybody. Who is this?
It's a Spork.
Oh, it's Spork. Okay, Spork is on the line. Okay. I see one on there. Okay, looks like UT Crazy. Okay, he's in here. And let's see. Do we even know who else is, if they're showing up? Somebody's got the stream in the background playing. Hello. You're going to have to kill the stream. Now that you're on the show, kill it.
Not me.
Not me.
Not very. It's got to be you.
It's got to be me. I don't have the stream playing.
Well?
You're the only. Hello.
Hi, it's Cotrin.
All right, Coatrix, Kotex, Contacts, what is your real, your handle is misspelled, I think.
Yeah, it's an N, not an X.
Okay, Cotrin is on, okay. And how about Fubster? Are we waiting for Fubster?
Mm-hmm.
Fubster's still connected. Fubster's still connected. He has not disconnected and called back in.
He didn't seem very...
Okay, well, when he does disconnect and join back in, he will join right in here with everyone else. Okay, so, how do you want to do this? Let's see. They should have access. We're going to have to give them this individually, or should we? Can we announce this?
No, I'm messaging them all now.
Okay, good.
Just because of really me being slow and not knowing how to type.
Cool, I got the admin panel up and working.
Alrighty.
I'm messaging, like, the wrong people.
That's not very good.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have their login information or anything. It just has their name. And I don't see, you in IRC, Coachman?
No, I'm at a friend's house, and I had to call in from here.
Okay. Well, then, no admin control panel for you.
Yeah
that's fine.
He can't use it anyway.
Yeah, I won't pick.
Okay.
Alrighty, then. Well, then, I guess that's it. We can set this up. I can bridge the conferences, and you guys can do whatever.
And they
I'm going to run.
Yeah, so they don't need me to mute, unmute, kick, or any of that stuff anymore, so you guys have got it under control, right?
Yeah.
Much as you think, so. I'm going to bridge the conferences.
You.
If you guys, I'll tell you right now, if you keep clicking the bridge conferences button, all kinds of weird stuff's going to happen. All hell's going to break loose. So I'll do it. And I think that's it.
All right, well, enjoy Freak Factor Episode 6. Peace out.
Peace.
Later.
Oh.
late.
Yeah, there you go. It's all set up. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Later.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
This is interesting.
Talking, yay, it's almost done.
What's almost done? Your install?
Yeah, it's installed, but my internet wasn't working because I forgot to merge the DHCP to in. So now...
It's Thubster.
I don't know.
Thubster is in the other conference.
Oh, is it just...
He's in the room.
Is Spork in here?
Yeah, I'm in here.
Do I sound all right, guys?
I think somebody has an echo.
That's not me.
I'm on VoIP. I'm on a...
Everybody mute themselves. Figure out who it is.
Yeah,
for some reason, Pubster. He's having problems.
Okay. So what's the game plan?
Alright, so I would start announcing what we think we're going to try to do this pre-factor.
We're going to mute all the non-admins.
Yeah, the X doesn't mean.
Okay. Well, what we're going to try to do in this pre-factor, we discussed it on a conference earlier. We're going to try to unmute each non-admin user one at a time, and each of you guys will be able to, you know, say your name or, like, offer up like a freak or a whatever prank call you can do. And, you know, if it's cool, even if it's not cool, we'll still do it. And if you, and we'll let you do that. And then once you get unmuted, you'll stay unmuted for the whole entire conference. That's what we're thinking about doing for this thing, since, then everybody can get to know you guys. You'll each get to talk. It'll be nice.
So I take it dialing out is disabled.
Really now?
I don't know.
Well, what'd you say?
I said I take it dial out is disabled for us, so we're going to have to ask not to or whatever to dial out. That's what he said.
Can anybody hear me?
I don't think dialing.
Yeah,
I hear you. Dialing out can't be disabled because that's on the...
I know it's on there, but he said he was going to disable it. Whether or not he did it, I don't know.
It's on their own phone, and then they flash it over, so I don't
know. Dialing out is part of the,
The
min page.
Are we streaming right now? Sorry, I had some technical difficulties. I tried to call in, and instead of getting the standard Bellsmind recording, I just got dropped into a comp where nobody could hear me. It was really, I don't know what the problem was. So now I'm calling in on a landline.
Yeah, we're
streaming.
All right, well, are we going to start unmuting people, or are we going to do what we talked about, or what?
Start unmuting, because I can...
Okay, so who's going to be charging on you? You should have one person.
Well, I guess I'll just do that. I'm on here twice, though, so I'm going to see if I can find a way to, like, kick myself.
Okay.
We have to mute... All
right. Hold on.
...the people. Still, I think.
I think we're all muted.
No, I don't think.
Hey, Fubster.
I'm muted.
Yeah?
Okay, I'm not muted.
Alright, well, am I muted?
See, no one's muted. Like, everyone's.
Okay, we're all streaming right now, so I think we should just go ahead and start doing what we talked about.
Right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I see
the
echo.
Yeah, there's a really bad echo that somebody has. Just people start muting and see if the echo stops, and when you mute and it stops,
right.
You. So, all right. Well, I guess we're just going to start unmuting people. Well, our original plan was what we're going to do is we're going to just unmute one person at a time, and we're going to just, you know, read off a name. We're going to unmute you, and then we're going to, you know, you're going to be able to, you can make a call. You can just make an introduction. You can say cat sex. You can do whatever you want to do. And then after you're going to get time to do a little introduction, and then after that, you're just going to be, we're just going to bring people in one after another, kind of like that. We're just going to give people a chance to, like, introduce themselves or make a call or do whatever they want to do. So, yeah. Well, I'll just start with the top person on the list here, ISWM, or ISWM, or I don't know how to pronounce it. But, all right, well, I'm going to unmute ISWM now.
Ism?
Hello.
Islam? Hello?
Islam? Yeah, that's me.
Alright, you're unmuted. Just make an introduction or do whatever you want to do.
Who's that? Oh, hold on a second.
If you have say pass, and we'll go to the next person.
Alright, well, are you gonna...
100 get porn to get off with a hot
wow.
Date like me for only 69 cents per
oh,
month.
Yeah. Alright.
That's 1-800.
Yeah, it's not me, by the way.
P-O-
Who's doing that? Alright, whatever. Next person. Alright. The next person here is Digital Acid. So,
oh,
Digital Acid? Yeah.
Brother.
Alright.
Hey.
You are now unmuted.
Digital Coach, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Let me see. I don't know what to do. Do you want to call the RIAA/MPAA hotline?
Let's do it.
Do it. It's all you.
Just do what you do.
Okay, does anybody have three-way calling? I don't.
Oh, my.
I do.
Call it up.
Okay. Let's hook us up.
One second. I need a number.
All
right, everybody be quiet except for Digital Acid and the person who's calling.
Yep. That's all you... Cat sex it up.
Oh, what's the number?
I don't know. Someone posted in the IRC. I'm not in the IRC right now.
Oh. I don't see it. What do you... Do you want to just save that call for later on in the show and we'll just unmute everybody, bring everybody in here, and then we can do that sort of thing after the show gets rolling? I'm unmuted, though.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Everybody's talking at once here, and there's an echo, so it's kind of... I can't really understand what anybody's saying. First off, whoever's got the echo, could you, you know, do your best to figure out who you are and kind of cut it out?
Yeah. Well, can we mute people? Admins can mute people. Mute people until the echo's gone.
I don't want to worry about that. We're just unmuted. The echo's gone now, so let's just unmute people one after another. I'm going to... The next person here is Living Dead.
I'm not unmuted, though.
Living Dead?
Yeah.
You're unmuted.
I've been unmuted the whole time.
You're on the air now. Talk.
Okay, yeah. If you don't know me, you should. But, I can be calling tonight, so.
Okay, do you want to call anyone?
I don't really care. I don't have any pranks right now or anything good to call.
All right, next person, go.
All right, the next person is Majestic.
Dude, I'm unmuted. I'm kind of looking for a number for you guys that won't get us in trouble, but when I find it, I'll get it back to you.
All right, well, in the meantime, you're just unmuted. The next person is Joseph Falcone. You're unmuted.
How about we call that? Someone gave me an elevator number in chat.
Yeah, the 727 or whatever number.
It's like a 763. And by the way, this is Flux from chat. Hold on, I'll get the call connected.
All right. Well, we'll do all this stuff when we're on the air because right now I'm calling from a landline phone that does not have free long distance. So as soon as I'm done unmuting everybody, I'm going to go ahead and drop and switch to my cell phone, which does. So I'm just going to kind of blast through these. The next person is Maverick 15963. You are unmuted.
If he's not there, mute him again, because we don't want idle people.
Well, we're unmuting him in sequence, then they're just all going to be in the conference, and then they're just going to talk, right?
Well, if they're idle, there's no point for them to be unmuted, because they're...
Well, they're not going to stay idle, so we might as well just leave them unmuted, all right? Because, I mean, I don't want to have to... I'm not going to be able to sit in front of my computer and just watch these things, so... All right, Maverick, you're unmuted.
Whatever, next person, go.
Alright, Pony Boy, you're unmuted.
Pony Boy.
What's going
Pony
on,
Boy.
Guys? I'm trying to dig up some numbers for you guys here.
Cool.
I don't...
Kick ass.
Alright, Covents, you are unmuted.
What up, guys? I'm Covents.
You're pretty quiet. Turn up your mic.
Bye, bro.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better. All right.
I don't have numbers, but one of my ideas is call like a theater and pretend you're the MPAA and tell them that you've found somebody getting movies out of there. I think it's funny.
Tell them that they're showing, you know, movies for profit and they haven't filled out the proper forms.
Didn't we think of that earlier? That's pretty crazy.
We caught one of their employees, you know, both of them smuggling out theaters and see if we can get one of their employees fired or in trouble. I don't know.
We don't want to get anybody in trouble, though. That's
all right.
Cool.
Well, it looks like there's a few people that are still muted that I guess I unmuted before, and I guess they either got muted or somebody muted them or whatever. If it's all right with everybody, I'm just going to go ahead and unmute everybody. Is that all right?
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Well, Islam, Digital Acid, Living Dead, Majestic, Joseph Falcone, you guys were all muted. Now you're not.
Okay, I got to make that call to the elevator.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll be right back. I'm going to drop for a sec so I can switch over to my cell phone.
Sure. Okay.
Is someone calling the elevator?
I don't know who can dial out.
Can you mute it?
Okay. Do you have a number?
No, I don't. And I'm not looking at IRC. I'm working on identity.
Everybody.
Yeah. Who's talking?
The person who called is talking.
My panties.
Oh, yeah. My wet cunt is aching for your
tail.
Let me give
Stop spamming.
Yeah, who's spamming?
That's not cool at all.
Yeah, that number that they gave me didn't work for the elevator. Come on, we need an elevator number.
Elevator 727-551.
Okay.
Isn't that what I had? I think, no, that's not what I had. Never mind.
Fubster, are you in here?
That's not call it.
Hey, let's get AOL
to some
have
admins.
Spyware.
What?
Let's have AOL say that they have spyware, and they'll say, wait a moment of time.
Oh. No. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I don't know.
Who's typing? Don't type. That's really no.
It's UT Crazy.
Shh. Stop. You should focus on
the hashtag hotline.
Alright.
Okay, sorry guys.
Okay, I have a potential freak that we can't do right now, but I just want to suggest it. Wait, is somebody dialing out?
Yeah, I'm gonna dial that elevator.
Alright, go ahead and dial it.
I'm gonna dial it, yeah.
Wow.
Local.
Hey, who's calling right now?
Christ, stop meowing.
Clinical programming status. Clinical diagnostics. 0 to disconnect.
Press 1 to talk to the party.
Hello?
Wow.
Are we talking to an elevator right now?
Well, did somebody press 1? That's the only way that you're going to be able to talk to everybody in the elevator.
Made a noise.
Who's three-wing?
I have three-wing.
You have to press 1 to talk to the elevator, to talk to the people in the elevator.
I did.
All right, well, we're not talking to them right now, so there's... did you three-way inside the conference? Because inside the conference, it doesn't... DTMF doesn't register, so...
I did it on my cell phone.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay,
big. Bob's trying in here. Talking.
Okay, whoever keeps on doing the meow, we're going to find you and mute you. That's a threat.
How about when people are calling in, we mute everyone?
UT's got an idea. Whoever's calling, we're going to mute them. I mean, unmute them. Everybody else is going to be muted.
Who's calling right now?
Yeah.
Because that was probably... really bad right now. So, fun.
Oh.
Wait, so you need someone to call? I
call.
If people are going to talk, and people are going to talk while they're unmuted, there's got to be one person at a time, and don't go meow and stuff like that, because it's just stupid.
Whoever's calling, just say so, and I'll mute everyone else who isn't.
Okay, do you need me to call?
Rough.
So we're all getting muted again.
Whoever just said
some of you kind of abuse the privilege of being able to talk whenever you want.
All right, what are we going to do?
Let me get a number real quick.
I mean, calling Walmart and elevators and stuff, it kind of gets, you know.
Okay. Call the rejection hotline.
Whoever just said something about a hotline really does need to turn up their mic, because you're barely audible.
Okay, I have a number for an elevator that might work. So, Joe, do you want to take this down?
Sure, hold on. Yeah, I got it. What is it?
252.
Okay.
338.
Okay.
3369.
Okay, I'll connect that.
So who's calling?
Okay. Do you need me to call?
That's weird, that number didn't work. Hold on a second.
Alright, so...
just disconnects me for some reason.
Right here. Walmart.
Well, if we don't have any numbers to call, we could,
Walmart.
You know, just do, like, discussion. Because I
remember
Jesse had, like, something about
We can get a...
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got something for an elevator. I just did a Google search.
Probably won't. Got it.
You can give it a shot.
Yeah, let's see what it says.
Fine.
Wait, I don't understand. Numbered. Yeah, never mind. Nothing good.
Well, we don't need to make calls for the whole show. I mean, we could do, like, a discussion show. I know, like, Majestic had some sort of thing that he was talking about before the show started. Something about,
B2B, I believe.
Wanted to...
Yeah, something about file sharing.
Working here?
Okay.
Hey, folks, this is Majestic. I have an interesting number if you'd like me to call it.
Bork is in here.
I'll call
it. What
is it? What's in chat?
Hey, this is the Network Operations Center for Verizon.
Okay, number?
I was going to dial it for you.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. It's 1-800.
Who wants to talk?
Okay, 1-800.
Well, we got to have a plan. We can't just call them and, you know...
Well, we gotta know.
Dude, listen to the prompt.
Yeah, okay, what's the number? I'm sorry, people keep talking over you.
Okay, it's 1-800. And then what's the number for GTE? It's 483-6662.
Okay, I'll call that.
It's 1-800-GTE-6-NOT. Just listen
that,
to the prompt. Don't press anything.
What was that?
Don't press any of the prompts. Just listen to the prompts. You'll see it's a very interesting number.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's just a prompt thing, or is there no operator?
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, I will.
Mike, better? Yeah, I lost the number. Can you do it again? I'm sorry.
It's 1-800.
Okay.
GPE 6 NOC. NOC.
Six what?
It's 1-800.
Okay, I know. What else?
483.
Okay.
6-6-6-2.
Okay, I'll dial that now.
I got a whole bunch of these numbers.
Good.
I had to pull out my black book.
Does my mic sound any better now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, let's wait for him to flash over.
Welcome to the Verizon West Network Control Center. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. For GTD5 surveillance, press 1. For DMS-10 surveillance, press 2. For DMS-100 surveillance, press 3. For DCO surveillance, press 4. For 5ESS surveillance, press 5. For Tier 1 switching support and analysis, press 6. For transport surveillance or Tier 1 support, press 7.
Press 2.
To speak to a flight controller, press 8.
Wow.
For PSS Tier 2
eight.
Support,
eight.
Please
eight.
Dial 972-6...
8. That's 2. Okay.
That's a dope number. Just don't fuck with it. For real, don't fuck with it.
Talking. Who's talking?
I don't know.
Sorry, what are you calling? UT, go.
This is Jonathan Nock.
Hello?
This is John at the Nock. Who is this?
This is Steve Martin. What? I'm trying to call a number. What is this?
This is Nock Verizon Communications in Dallas, Texas, DFW.
All right. So what do you do there? Because I never heard of that.
You never heard of Verizon?
I've heard of Verizon, but...
Okay.
What do you do at Verizon?
Who are you looking for?
I was looking for Marianne Beth.
No, I don't think so.
Can you transfer me to an extension?
No, because don't have a Marianne Beth.
Well, can you just get extension 8-4?
We don't have extensions 8-4.
All right. Cat sex.
Meow.
Dude, I'm pretty awesome.
I feel sorry for the person that called that. I just told you to listen to the prompts, people. Don't fuck with the number. That's a network operation control center, man.
Okay.
You know what they do there?
Crap, what is going to happen now?
Yeah, I was...
Right.
At least we're not being recorded, you know? Hey, who me out?
Dude, okay, so what's going to happen? What are they're not going to, like, call me back or anything like that, are they? Or report me or anything?
I don't think they're going to after you. They can't do anything. They do. Whatever.
Yeah, it's not like illegal or anything like that. It was a misdialed number, so as far as I know, so it's whatever.
Yeah,
I'm misdialed.
The phone
put
the game to you.
That was interesting. I got plenty more of those numbers. If you want me to find another good one.
That was a very awesome number, I have to say. Yeah, find another one. That's pretty cool. We could
call AOL and just bother them. Oh, yeah, we could call Microsoft and get a product key.
If they don't give us an error, it's like, hey, can you connect me to an error? But I think they're much more helpful than the Americans.
Ooh, look. The Gainesville, Florida frame.
Sure, someone pull up. You want Microsoft? I got a product key for you guys. Yeah, Microsoft.
Yeah, just call 1-800-MICROSOFT and see if they're there. If they are, we can see.
I bet I can do Windows. I've gotten Office before.
Thanks for calling AOL. To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Para asistencia en español, marque el número.
Who called AOL?
This
is a bad call. No one bothered AOL. Here, someone call Microsoft. I'll just mess up. I'll talk at Microsoft. I'll talk. Oh, here.
Hey, who wants to call Walmart Activation Center?
You have to activate there. Your key. You guys. First, let's just get Microsoft. You can talk. And then we'll do Walmart Microsoft.
Yeah, let's do Microsoft. I don't.
They might not be there, but I don't know. It's the Microsoft.
They're always bad.
All right, well, let's do that then.
They go to
24 hours.
Now that I've killed my ghost, I'm gonna see if I can get back on the conference with Free World Dial-Up. So I'm gonna drop for like a second.
Someone dial the 1-800-427-67.
What?
1-800-4-7-6.
Really?
Yeah. Microsoft.
Want me to talk?
I got it.
I wanted to do it.
Hey, you talk.
Cool.
There's a problem.
What do you have already got? What product?
Yeah. Left a second. Nobody wants to view.
Didn't you?
Good night. Wow.
Wrong number.
Did you call Microsoft there?
We've seen good numbers here.
Sub-Zero has a good number.
I like Sub-Zero here.
Alright, I'm back. Where are we going?
I said we called Sub-Zero
Microsoft.
Alright, one person at a time.
SOS Taco.
Alright, you want to call 800-SOS Taco or Microsoft?
On the other line or away from my desk. Please leave me a detailed message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. If this is of an urgent matter, please feel free to contact me on my cell phone, 513-403-6260. Thank you.
Yo, what up? This is Bob. I was wondering where you were. Probably about 10:30. Yeah, just call me back. My number is 568-592-534. See ya.
Before you call something, you want to, warn us?
Okay, we have a few numbers here. Who can dial out?
A new number.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Hey, I have another...
Let's line to a DJ. Live DJ.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Hey, I have another number if you'd like to call it for AT&T knock.
No more of those. Somebody's going to get in trouble.
Yeah, it won't get you in trouble. Just listen to the prompt. Don't press any buttons.
All they do is watch monitors, and that's about it.
Yeah, all right. Well, what's the number?
It's 1-800-889.
Who's calling? Who's calling what? You want to tell people before you call something?
Seriously.
More fun this way.
Don't just call.
Yeah, that number is 1-800.
What were you saying?
1-800-889-4408.
Alright.
This time just listen to the prompts. Don't press buttons.
Alright, I'm gonna call that number. Give me a sec.
What about the National UFO Hotline? Call that Mutant Government having cat sex.
Meow.
Are we calling anyone?
I think he flashed over.
Am I in a hammock?
nothing happened. It just...
Didn't I got it.
You want to call Microsoft or something?
Oh, there's Microsoft. There's an ATT...
You guys still getting the Folgers phone card?
I've got a few.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
Yeah. Alright, well, do you want to call Microsoft or something? What do you want to do?
Hey, I'm going to do a lose weight hotline. Is that okay?
Lose weight hotline?
Yeah, sure, go for it. Who's making the call?
I'll do it. Hold on. I have an idea.
You?
Hold on. I'm Joseph. Alright,
just nobody mess it up.
You guys want to know something really fun?
What's that?
Sure.
That
your mom?
Knock, well, that too, but the AT&T knock number that you just called, you can listen to it. It will not supervise.
What will it do?
It doesn't supervise, therefore it doesn't charge you, but you could still access the call.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Goodbye.
What was that?
I thought somebody was calling the lose weight hotline.
Yeah, was that the lose weight hotline?
Didn't sound like it.
I have your number.
Alright, well,
I have your number.
That was kick-ass.
Alright, well, what do you want to do? You want to call Microsoft? Do you want to call one of these knocks? What do you want to do?
I said we called the Sub-Zero number, the direct line to the DJ. That sounds like a cool number. I got it out here.
I actually called that without permission, and it didn't work.
Oh, really?
Without permission.
Yeah, it just kept ringing. That was the one that just kept ringing.
So, well, do you want to call Microsoft, or what do you want to do?
Sure, Microsoft. That sounds like fun.
Microsoft.
Alright, Jackson Hotline.
Who's gonna talk for this Microsoft one?
I'll talk to it. I've done it before.
Alright, who's you?
What?
Who are you? So I can...
I'm living dead.
Alright, well, I'm gonna, like... If you're gonna be talking, then for this one, I'm gonna go ahead and mute people, because if people just come in and start going meow and stuff like that, it's really just not gonna work at all. So for this one, you're gonna be the only person that's gonna be talking, alright?
Alright, 1 minute, though. Alright, what product came in?
All right, well, I don't know. It's up to you. I'm going to go ahead and start muting everybody except for Living Dead. Who can?
I'll be right back for 1 minute.
All right, that's fine. Who's typing?
Living Dead still in here?
Okay, everyone's muted except all us admins and then Living Dead.
Living Dead said he'll be right back, so I don't know where he went or when he's getting back.
Alright. The only thing is though, somebody has to go to the prompt, because I can't do it myself, son.
Alright, I'll do it then. I'll just go ahead and make the call. Alright?
Alright.
Alright,
just talk.
you for calling Microsoft. If you are calling with a designated code, press 1 for technical support on all Microsoft products. For personal support, including Windows 98, Windows Millennium, Windows XP, Office applications, games, or hardware products, press 1.
You want to
for MSN technical support, billing, and sales information.
I got it.
If you are calling for Microsoft Office Small Business Accounting,
press 1. For all other issues, press 2. To repeat, press star.
Two.
To return to the...
Yeah.
One moment, please, while your call is connected. Your call may be monitored or recorded.
Call you.
If you are calling for information related to security or virus-related support, please hang up and call 1-866-PC-SAFETY or 1-866-727-2338. Thank you for calling Microsoft Product Support Services. Personal warranty and fee-based support is not open at this time. Personal support is available Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Time, except holidays.
All right,
Self-help
well,
is available on the web at www.support.microsoft.
Right, well,
I have a different Microsoft number. 1 minute.
To repeat, press
all right,
star.
All right.
Mine's open 24/7, though, I think. 1 minute. Let me find it.
All right.
Here. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. 1-888.
All right.
346-5229.
All right, I'll call it. Give me a sec.
This is outsourced one in India, so hopefully I can understand the guys.
USPSS, press 1. For
yeah,
US
press 1.
Sale, press 2. One moment, please.
Thank you for calling Microsoft Customer Service. My name is Cody. May I have your name?
My name is Brian Johnson.
May I have your phone number there, code Brian?
Sure. It's 213-862-5238.
Okay, how may I help you today?
I just bought a copy of XP Pro, and when I got home and I opened the package and everything, I couldn't find a serial killer or anything. Like the activation code, I think it's called.
Key?
Yeah, that thing.
The product.
I'm installing it right now. Yeah, I'm trying to install it, and
the Windows.
I can't find it.
XP Pro what?
What do you mean
XP
Pro what?
Well, I mean XP is just a version. What actual software are you trying to install?
Oh, I'm trying to install that
XP is like... Oh, you're talking about Windows. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is one you just went. This one you just went and bought?
Yeah, I just went and bought it.
Okay. Well, the product key is on the back of the CD case on a red sticker.
There's no red sticker here.
Do you have the CD case?
Yeah, 1 minute.
Okay, because that's what it comes on.
Yeah, it's right here. But, there's no red sticker here.
There's no sticker on the back of it or anywhere?
No sticker at all. Yeah, I looked through, like, the book and everything. It's a little booklet thing, and it's, like, not there.
Uh-huh. That's really strange. I've never actually seen one not come with a product key on the back. Is that the actual CD case that came in the box?
Yeah. The box didn't look like it was opened or anything, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is this the upgrade version, or what do you have there?
No, this is the full version of it. I got it from Best Buy today.
Okay. There should be a part number on that CD there. It'll tell me exactly what it is, so I can see if we can get a new key for you.
What's the product key?
There's a part number on the CD that I need.
Is this an upgrade version?
If I can get that, I can see if we can generate a new number for you.
The product key? I mean, the how many numbers is it? I don't know what I'm looking for at all here.
Do you have the CD there?
It's in my computer right now.
Okay, I need to take it out, and there's a part number on the CD. That's what I need.
All right. Should I shut down my computer first, or,
No, you don't have to do that. Just take it out.
Where is it located on the CD? It
should be on the inner ring of the CD, kind of in the clear part. It'll start with the letter X. It's kind of hard to see. Sometimes people tell me they can see it easier on the back.
The answer's with an X?
Yeah, and it'll be around the inner ring of the CD.
I don't see anything starting with an X on here.
It'll start with like an X09 or X10.
I see a 10 on here.
Just says 10?
It's like, there's a number here, but I mean, it doesn't start with an X.
There'll also be one on the label of the CD. There's actually two part numbers on every CD. There'll be one on the label in black ink. There'll also be one around the center of the CD. All Windows.
Where's
CD
the label? Now. Like,
are you looking at the CD?
Yeah, like what label?
Just the printing on the CD. The part number will be printed there also.
How many numbers is it, or letters is it?
It'll start with an X and then have two numbers and then a dash and then have about five more numbers. Not seeing it.
Oh, here it is, I think. It's a X10213, then 42.
Is that one on the label or on the back of the CD?
The back.
That's the one on the back in the clear part?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if that one comes up. Give me just a second here. Can you actually read me the title of the CD, the exact title?
The title?
On the front. Yeah, just everything it says on the front.
It says, like, Windows XP Pro Service Pack 2.
Service Pack 2? And you said this wasn't the upgrade one, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. In just a moment here. I'm just trying to generate a new number for you here, Brian.
Okay, how long will it take?
Just half a minute, if that.
Now, when I go to put my stuff in, do I have to reboot my computer because my CD's outside of it?
When you go to what now?
When I go to activate it and everything, so I'm still installing it, do I need to restart it because my CD is not inside anymore?
No, you should just be able to put the CD back in and continue from where you were.
If you're okay.
In the middle of insulation. Mm-hmm. All right, I got a key for you here. Should work.
Okay.
You ready? You write it down and keep that CD. It'll work. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, the first group is X. It's an X-ray. J.
Yeah.
F is in Frank. C. Another F is in Frank.
Okay.
Okay, next group, we have number 2. B is in boy. Number 4. Q is in queen. And another Q.
Okay.
Okay, the third group starts with number 4. H is in hotel. F is in Frank. Number 8. And X is in X-ray. Okay, and then next group, V is in Victor, H
okay.
is in hotel, another H is in hotel, number 9, and number 2.
Okay.
Okay, last group, B is in boy, F is
okay.
in Frank, T is in Tom, J is in Jack, and then W.
Okay.
Could be 5 groups of 5.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Is there anything else?
That's it.
For you? Okay. Well, have a good night. And thanks for calling
you
Microsoft,
too.
Brian. Mm-hmm.
Owned.
Owned. What else am I to say? All right. Now.
I'm going to mute everybody.
This key will work on any version of XP that you put into with Pro, because their activation stuff is bullshit, and they tell you that because they want to make it seem more secure than it really is. But those numbers have nothing to do with your actual working on it.
That key's not going to work. I have your number.
All right, good for you. I didn't call.
Dude, that's still kick-ass. Props to you, bro.
That was rad.
You played dumb so fucking well. That was awesome.
Yeah, no, way to think on the fly, too. I liked, you know, like, that was a good strategy, just kind of stalling and killing time until he was just kind of tired.
I don't see an X on the back. Where's the number?
Yeah, I thought you had lost it. I didn't think you were going to, I thought he was going to call you out on it, but hell, he just gave it to you anyways.
Dude,
it's Saturday night. It's awesome.
Usually what I do is when I call, I have a serial key that I got from somewhere else, and I change about 4 of the digits, and they say, oh, it sounds about right. I don't know why it's not working. Let me give you another without any questions. Just right off.
Yeah, like the one time that I did it, I just say that my CD fell out of the car into a puddle, and now I need a new one.
They'll actually send you CDs and stuff. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care. Better than paying $250.
When he's like, I'm generating the key now, I'm like, oh, this guy's got to be lying. You're so screwed.
I hope when you use that key, it doesn't, like, call back to Microsoft and report you.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Trust me.
I know.
I'm
a
special
key.
That was really
I've been to the office before because I left my case at a friend's house and I couldn't install it. I didn't want to use my other license.
Tight.
Speaking of keys, I actually bought some software, and it was Battlefield Vietnam, and went to play online the very first time, and it said somebody else was using my key.
That's just GameSpy's crap, by the way.
Yeah, all keys do is cause problems, you know? And they're so easy to get, so many people just get them all the time, and it's just like, yeah, key gens.
I mean, this is
like
the first time I played it, so what somebody did is they had to have randomly generated it just, you know, on a whim or whatever.
Yeah. That was really cool.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Okay, now
who did that call again?
That is me, Living Dead.
Living Dead. Kick ass. Okay, you guys want to call the RIAA? Sure.
Not particularly.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
I hate those fuckers.
I want to call them.
They're like, yo, what up?
You can write on the tech support guide if you have the numbers. I saw someone recording a movie in the theater. They're doing it right now. he had a digital camera in his hand.
No, hey, what you should do is call the RIAA hotline and tell them that you went to prom or something, and your date's father was burning movies and was going to give them to you, and you know, try to report them.
No, even better than that. Yeah, I'm in the movie theater right now, and there's a man about two rows down with a digital camera.
He's taking pictures of the people could be in and be like, shh, get off your cell phone. Shh, shut the hell up. We're trying to watch the movie.
Why? He's bootlegging a movie. I'm calling calling the cops on him.
We're trying to get off, man.
let's do it. Let's put the guy in the phone. He kicked ass. I love his voice.
Let's do that. What's the number for the RIAA?
Dude, it's like, there's no movies playing right now. What are you talking about?
Of course there is. What are you talking about?
Sure.
Yeah,
dude,
it's like
800 no copies.
800 no copies?
Yeah, 800 no copies.
Okay,
Star Wars play. Hey, dude,
Star Wars play. Like,
oh,
dude, I could do it like this. I'd be like, yeah, man, I'm in a porno theater, and this man's bootlegging these movies.
Now, then the notes they can just hang up on you. We got to be like, I'm in Star Wars Episode 1 right now, and there's a man.
Hey, does anyone have a copy of Star Wars so they can play in the background?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Oh, my God.
I have 4 through 6.
Well, dude, I got Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy playing right now.
It doesn't matter. They're not actually going to be able to understand the movie. Just make it for ambience, you know?
That's fine.
Just don't have it too loud.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to call 1-800, no copies. Hang on.
Okay, who's going to do the voice? Let's mute everybody else except for...
I'll do the voice.
I'll be the background.
I want to be the voice.
I'll be the other guy. The guy with the good old boy.
Yeah, cool. Alright. I'm gonna mute myself.
To continue in English, please press 1 now. Gracias por...
Okay, computer?
Who's talking to
me?
I got it.
Alright. Turn the movie down a little bit.
Turn the movie down. Majestic, turn the movie down. It's too loud.
Yeah.
Are we still calling?
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on. I can't tell the whole music, if it's whole music or, movie. I don't know what's going on.
I hear the music. I don't hear any music at all.
Is it the whole music or the movie music?
Hold music.
Alright. Yeah.
Hey, this is a good movie.
We'll pause it until somebody answers, because, it's hard to tell if somebody's talking in the movie or if it's the RIAA person, so. Oh, and people don't make, stupid noises. Just kind of go, shh, quiet, we're trying to watch the movie, stuff like that.
And not everybody, just, like,
you. Shut the fuck up.
A couple of people. No, you.
Don't throw your popcorn on me. Come on.
I'm telling your mother. Seriously, why is the RIAA just busy tonight? love it.
It's Saturday night.
Everybody.
It's Saturday night. All the concerned parents groups are at the movie theaters.
Or they're playing out there and they don't want to answer the phone right now.
They probably get, it's the RAA, I can't imagine that they wouldn't get any less than like 1,000 francs a day. They probably just don't want to deal with it.
There's probably 6 other shows with the exact same idea right now.
Rob F is saying press zero. I'm making. Now we're on hold. I don't think that's gonna. What is going on? Do you want to call back or what the hell?
I don't know. I'm kind of liking this.
I like this music.
Once they pick up, they're like, no, I like that song. Put it back on the
head. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's you. Somebody on IRC is saying, ask them if the music for the on-hold line is licensed and if they can purchase a legal copy of it. We've been on hold so long their music ran out.
Think we should call back?
Yeah, this is weird. You want to just call back?
Let's call back one more time if it doesn't work, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up on these people. Alright, I'm going to call back. That was not working.
So we're calling back right now, I guess?
Sí. Su llamada es importante. Si desea continuar en español, por favor, oprima el 2.
Oh, great.
Flashback to the 80s sex meme. Jeez. The hot and steamy night in downtown Chicago.
All right,
hardcore, you know.
Sir.
Yeah, I know. Geez, seriously,
we just went
who's
from
pirating movies?
Yeah, we went from like an astounding high with that Win XP thing to like a dwindling low with this whole music thing.
This would have been great if that one guy, I don't know his handle, but if he got on to the MPAA, that would have been kick-ass.
Which one guy? The guy who did the XP thing?
No, the guy with the really good old man in the theater voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was going to try to go on location to Walmart today, but Walmart closes at 10 o'clock.
Well, you got to get a 24-hour
Walmart. Yeah, I know.
Like, the 24-hour Walmart's near me, but all their PAs have been locked up tight ever since, like, my friend and I just basically lived on them.
Alright. Well, maybe next week we can record something. I can head over to Walton. We can call him up.
Videotape it. We could impersonate
yeah.
Loss Prevention. That's always fun. Get him to, like, mess with people.
Hey, you, Ralph 6, put that down.
Well, no, 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 you call up and say that you're with Loss Prevention. You, I'm liking this whole music. It's like a nice background thing. We're going to get all, like, talkative and just get into, like, a whole conversation. All of a sudden, the RAA is going to pick up.
Yeah.
But you pretend that you're Loss Prevention. You call in and you say, you know, this is Ted and Loss Prevention. You have him transfer you to electronics or whatever. And say, this is Ted and Loss Prevention. You know, my cameras are freezing up in that area. And I need you to... I saw a known shoplifter come into the store, and I can't show my face down there because I ran him out before and had recognized me. So what I need you to do is I need you to look up and down your aisles and, you know, tell me who you see. And they'll give, like, a description, and you're like, wait, what was that guy? All right.
Thank you for calling the RIAA MPAA hotline.
What type of piracy are you calling to report? Hello?
Hey,
there?
I'm in a movie theater right now, and it looks like there's some guy with, like, he's videotaping it. I'm covering up my mic here. Yeah, like, with a video camera or something. Like,
sitting
I'm sitting in the theater right now. I gotta cover up my mic because it's so loud. Hold on, I'm talking to someone. Sorry about that. And it looks like there's somebody videotaping it right now, and I don't know if you're going to see it or not.
Okay.
And
he's sitting in the theater videotaping the movie?
Yeah, hold on. God, no, I'm talking to somebody. Yeah, I'm sorry. People are bothering me here. Yeah, they're in the movie theater right now.
You work at the movie theater, or?
No, I'm just in. Hey, give me my phone. Sorry, somebody's trying to. People. Yeah, I'm not. I don't work at the movie theater. I'm just in here. Hey, no, you shut up. I'm talking to someone. Hello.
So you think they're you think they're watching? You think they're taking
think,
the movie to
I think
the,
they
might,
I think that yeah. I think they might be. They might be pirating it.
How did you learn about the RIAA MPAA hotline?
Well, my daughter got a movie one time in New York City, and I brought it home, and the no copies thing showed up. It was a bootleg. No, I'm talking to somebody. God, go away. Shut up. And I was talking to, I was watching this movie theater in this movie that my daughter got in New York, and it was a bootleg copy, and so the no copies thing came up, and so. I called the number, and I reported it, and then, hold on, ma'am, these people are giving me some trouble about talking, give me that phone, somebody tried to take my phone away, and she hung up.
Mm-hmm.
Who was supposed to do that one?
I don't know, that one guy.
I don't know, he left, I guess, I just had to kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to jump in, but I didn't want him to start, because he'd have been kick-ass.
Well, the lady was about to hang up. You could hear her. She's like, hello.
I know.
Hello. I mean, you can't just...
All right. Cool. Should we unmute? Ask for more numbers now?
Everybody should be unmuted.
Well, no,
can you hear me?
Muted.
Oh.
Which one?
Oh, yeah. Unmute.
Just a minute.
Alright.
That's a good idea to see on them.
Everybody's
right,
getting muted now.
Yeah, everybody's all right,
so, number one, Secret Hotline asks for advice on what's the best way to do it.
What's that?
The Suicide Hotline.
Or ask for, like, reviews or, like, recommendations.
No, we can't tie up the Suicide Hotline. That's not cool. Can't do that.
Yeah,
I got the phone number.
Alright.
Okay, 574.
Just go to a radio station and call people and have them do weird stuff to win prizes.
Hey.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't think of that. That's a good idea.
Are any of you guys good with, like, social engineering?
I'm pretty good.
Sure.
Yeah, why?
Well, no, there's this really, really kind of odd number. I don't know. It's like, if you could just find out what the hell it is, it's like when you call it, you get two dial tones. They go, bam, bam, and then it answers. And it, all they say is secure access. And, like, every time I try to talk to them, the guys hang up on me. It's really
weird. I'm going to tell you to call that line.
Oh, I'll call it. I don't have to find a three-way on my cell phone. Hold on, let me get the number for you.
Is it a toll-free number or is it a toll number?
Yeah, it's toll-free.
All right, I'll call it.
It's actually on Bell's mind. I submitted it. It's in the, hold on, it's in one of the sets that I submitted.
All right, well, give me the number, and I'll call it, and if nothing else, we can just listen to it.
Yeah, well, it's not a recording.
All right, well, I mean, we can just, I don't know, ask what the hell it is.
Turn off game.
Yeah.
Ask if it's the red line. And if the eagle flies, it's alright, hold on a second, because I gotta get up. Okay, where's the freaking stuff? I'm gonna post it in IRC. So hold on.
I have a radio station, though, next, after this.
In pound freak factor or pound bin rev?
Yeah. Nah, freak factor.
Please send your fax now. Or wait for the tone to.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Is someone playing a recording?
That was weird.
It sounded like this one guy's voice no, I was on earlier.
Alright, the number... here, I'll post it in the... Well, okay, it's 800-620-9882.
Alright. We could...
God, I have no clue what it is. I mean, it...
Well, hold on.
Okay, who can hear me right now?
I can hear you. Jesus.
Okay. Well, for some reason, when you guys called the RIAA-MPAA hotline, I got muted. Somebody muted me.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess somebody muted everybody. It wasn't me.
I was muting stuff.
Oh, somebody muted the guy who was supposed to talk.
Oh,
hi.
Who's to talk? Thanks, people.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. Don't.
I don't think I was muted, but I muted my phone because I didn't...
Hey, am I muted?
No, you're not. Everybody
good.
Was muted now. I didn't know that anybody was even muted.
I just mute myself whenever I make a call, or whenever you make a call.
Yeah.
Are we making a call right now? I don't know.
Well, how does it go where you can find out which organization is responsible for a number?
A rest board?
Call it and then ask
for I'll pull it up for you.
Well, no, you call up and you find out like which org. It's not like toll free directory assistance. You actually find out
here,
which.
Listen to this number. Listen to this number.
Alright.
Let me pull it up for you. I have a phone number. Okay.
Chocolate.
Service for toll-free numbers. Enter the 10-digit toll-free number.
All right, enter it.
Hello?
Enter the 10-digit toll-free number.
Somebody enter it.
Yeah.
We've been unable to detect a touch tone entry.
Okay, what's that number that you just called with the toll-free directory assistance or whatever it was?
Okay, let me grab that number so somebody else can call. I can't DTMF on it. I'll call it.
I know, you can't DTMF. Here, I can DTMF. What's that number?
Let me call it for you.
Don't call it for me. Just tell me the number or else I won't
be able to... Yeah, I'm trying to call it up for you so I can see the number.
I thought you said I was going to call it for you.
No. No, he said that.
Okay. It's 1-800.
All right.
337.
All right.
4194.
Turn off game, whoever has that.
Yeah, whoever has game, turn that off. It's irritating. Here, I'm going to call that that number lookup service.
That's
and find
the
out
SBC RESPORG ID service.
All right, I'm gonna call that. Hang on.
This is the Ameritech RESPORG ID service for toll-free numbers. Enter the 10-digit toll-free number. You entered 800-620-9882. To confirm, press pound. To re-enter, press 1. The responsible company is Sprint Communications Company, LP. The trouble reporting number is 800-795-1004. To repeat, press 1. To enter another number, the responsible company is Sprint Communications Company, LP. The
All
trouble
right.
reporting number...
Good number to have. It sure doesn't sound like Sprint to me. It sounds really weird, actually.
Well, let's call him up and find out then.
Yeah, mute everybody, but who's willing to talk?
Well,
you know,
I don't want to take this too far. I just want to call.
I'll talk.
All right.
Well, I know, but I want to at least find out what it is. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Who's I?
Living Dead.
Living Dead. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna mute.
Okay. Well, hold on.
Well, instead of going.
Wait.
Girls,
so what do you
Sorry.
Why don't we act as mature people and just mute our own phones?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't screw with muting everybody, so could everybody just be responsible enough to not do anything stupid?
I hear you.
I'm
mute.
All right, well, I'm not going to mute anybody. Nobody's going to be muted. Just don't screw it up, all right?
All right, I'm muting myself now.
All
right, well, I'm going
to... What are we trying to figure out or find out here?
Just anything about that number.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and call him up. Hang on.
You should probably act like you know what's going on. You just try to say, hi, I'm calling from blah, 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 blah.
Which chef am I calling from, though? I mean...
South Texas. It's a good place.
No, but, like, is it like, what, do you know anything about this number at all?
Some number with some guy picked
Come on,
up and...
Secure Access. Secure Access, may I help you?
Hello?
Hello, Secure Access. Secure
oh,
Access.
Hello?
Yeah.
What is this again?
Secure Access.
Secure Access of what?
That's the name of the company, Secure Access.
Oh, I think of the wrong number. What do you do, though, by the way? I have a weird name.
They... Internet provider and network solutions.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that was kind of a letdown.
What do you want?
Not a letdown. I mean, it was like, I mean,
you want to secure a random
like,
get a phone from you guys.
Dark program file.
Guild Wars. Hey, but did any whoever dialed it? Did you hear the way it rung? When you dial it, it doesn't ring. It rings like it has two dial tone pulses instead of actually ringing. That's why I thought it might be something weird because I was like, what the hell is this?
I heard like a drop like that, but then it didn't do it that loud. I just heard kind of a blur.
Yeah, nobody
got to
talk to.
Okay, well, I have a number.
Alright.
You're talking
to the FPS Reset
Passport
Support Agent.
Okay.
What was that?
Let's try this number again. 574.
574.
867.
867.
53-09?
Yes. It's the only one that works.
Who picks up?
S for Jenny. Hey, I'll say it. Digital Addison.
All right. This is gonna take a little bit longer to dial because I need to use a calling card. So give it some time.
Okay.
8675309.
I should just call in for my landline. I got free long distance on three-way. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, I wrote for the next one. We do a radio station and call people up and have to do weird stuff.
What is it? Are we the radio station, or are we calling a radio station?
No, 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 we'll be a radio station. We'll just call random people up and, like, have them do weird stuff to win prizes. And, like, drop their jocks on air.
You've been chosen to win a new Land Rover! All you have to do is play with yourself on the phone.
But yeah, like cat sex or something. I don't know, some weird stuff. I don't know, just drop the docks from the air.
Every time, dude, have them, like, every time somebody says cat sex, they have to meow.
Yeah.
Did I just say meow? Meow?
Admissions can help you. Friends, admissions can help you.
Excuse me, who is this?
Friends Admissions.
This Marcus is my car ID. But I,
please enter your prepaid card number.
My prepaid card number.
Wait, how many numbers are going here?
Well, that wasn't going to work.
You have 25 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to call. Please hold while we connect your call.
All right, it's calling. Woo! Whoever's typing.
Call Richard Munch.
I'm talking.
You're talking.
You. Me.
Quit typing.
What the hell? What happened?
I have no idea. It's still connected. They probably just saw it as a number that they didn't know and knew it was a prank, but they just, I don't know. It's still connected.
Yeah, well.
Let's call Mr. Dick Munch, okay?
I said we did the radio station thing.
Who's
How
that?
You doing, Dick?
Let's call the movie theater.
Richard Munch, also known as Dick Munch. Hold on a second.
Hey, Munch. How
okay,
you doing, Dick?
We have to pretend we're a radio station or something, okay?
Let's call the movie theater.
Hey,
radio
how are you doing?
K-R-A-P. See if he catches it.
Hey, this is K-R-A-P, and you are our winner.
Did that 867539 work?
This is Big Red Ted from...
Hey, this is Big Red Ted.
It is not necessary to dial 1 or 0 or the area code when dialing this number. Please try...
Okay.
This is Mix Mojo from 104.3 KRFM.
This is Big Red Fox for KRAP, and you are our winner.
Let's call movie theater and say we're radio station.
And that's not ringing.
Okay, radio station. Go.
One person.
Hello?
I like the radio.
Oh, come on, guys.
What was that?
Who's gonna talk?
Here, I'll talk. Just
what was that one?
I'll do it. That wasn't really talking. That was like being gay.
That was stupid. Yeah.
Okay. Someone call a random number and I'll pick it up.
All right. Yeah. This. He's gonna do it. Nobody else.
Oh, look, they smell bad.
This is Big Red Fox for KRAP. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, that's fine. Just do that.
Yeah, you talk. Go ahead.
Me?
Okay.
I'll do WDDP.
WDDP?
Yeah, they did that in, like, last episode or something. Just do it. WDDP.
WDDDDDDDP.
Well.
Somebody calling?
I don't know.
All right, well.
This is Big Red Fox for WWDDDDDP Radio.
Somebody throw a number out there and I'll call it.
I'll get a number for a movie station.
210-380-3759.
Okay, now in English.
3759?
210-380-3759.
Who is this?
I don't have enough money for that.
Who is this? That's, that I'm going to
be calling. I believe it's Mary.
Alright, whatever. Well, I'll just call him and we'll do the radio show thing. Hang on.
Go for it.
Yes, I will.
Alright.
Who's talking?
I am.
Okay, good deal. I'm muting.
Who's me?
I am Majestic.
Do the radio voice. That's funny.
Okay.
Prince prepaid calling. Press 1 for English.
Thank you for using soldiers.
Please enter your prepaid card number.
No doubt.
Thank you for
taking your handle, the radio voice.
This is Majestic.
All right, Majestic. Kick ass.
You've gone here twice on the user page.
Sorry, the prepaid card number entered is still invalid. Please call back.
Are you kidding me?
Welcome to Folgers.
Hello, you have reached 795-1844. We are not available to take your call right now,
but
please leave us your name.
Just let it go.
And we will call you back. Possible.
Dude, let it go. I was going to say, sorry we didn't get all of you. You have just lost a chance to win
$1,000. Oh, let me go back.
I got a better one. Somebody post.
I got a movie theater right here.
All right, what's the number?
All right, movie theater.
Who's calling it?
Not me. I don't have three-way.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like this. Hey, lucky caller. This is DJ Majestic for WDDP Radio. Who am I speaking to?
All right.
Or not.
Do you want the number now?
For WDDDDDP Radio.
Okay, should I shout out the number? Just tell me when.
Call the number.
All right,
Hawaii. They'd still be up by now. Right now.
It's a 5-hour difference.
It's only 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but 5-hour difference.
Hello. You have reached 795-1844. We are not available to take your call right now, but please leave us your name, phone number, and a brief message, and we will call you back as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, this is DJ Majestic for WDDP Radio. We're sorry we could not contact you, but you have lost the chance to win an instant $100. I hope to hear from you soon, because I know my phone number went through. Goodbye.
Hey.
Dude, that's a kick-ass.
Call 1-877-SBC-DSL-5 and ask to be transferred to Support Plus.
SBC-DSL-5?
SBC-DSL-5. 1-877-SBC-DSL-5.
What exactly is it? Is it just the SBC-DSL what? Like
support that phone number.
Support?
Well, yeah, we wanna.
They're gonna ask you for your name and DSL telephone number. Just refuse it and tell them you need to be referred to Support Plus.
Support what?
And why are we doing this?
Support Plus.
Yeah, why are we? What's this for?
It's a paid service for a support technician.
Nah, call High Times.
Alright, well, I'll call it then.
You want to. Up to you.
Let's prank call 2600 Magazine. Hello, Emmanuel Goldstein. You have just won the chance for an instant $1,000. We need you to answer one question. Who was the lead role in the movie Hackers?
Some publications have web pages or email addresses.
Welcome to SBC Internet Services, your DSL support center. To get you to the right place, I need to know where you're calling from. Are you calling from the same number as your... I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Are you calling from the same phone number that your DSL...
No.
I'm sorry, I still didn't get that.
No. Operator.
Your mother.
Oh.
Okay, what's the DSL phone number you're calling about? Please say or enter it now. Or if you need DSL service...
Hey, CatSax, what support do I ask for?
Meow.
What type of support do I ask for? When they pick up.
First year technical support.
Technical support? Alright.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do I just ask for them, or what do I do?
Not a valid response.
Alright, let's move on. Main menu. Please say the option that best describes what you're calling about. You can say tech support.
You messed it up.
Tech support.
I heard you say tech support.
That's
right. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
Bitch.
Oh my God, this is frustrating.
Send me
hey,
to an operator.
Ooh, a Walmart, Mr. Chicago is getting us.
Operator! Send me to the operator!
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
All right, let me transfer you to an agent who can help you further. By the way, your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
You're kidding.
Thank you for calling SBC.
That was easy. What do I ask for? What do I say? I don't know anything about this company.
Thanks for choosing SBC Internet Services. My name is Jeanette. May I please have your DSL telephone number so I may access your account?
Yes, can you transfer me to NCSA, please?
I'm sorry?
NCSA, please.
So this is SBC Internet Services.
Walmart Security.
Yeah. Is that right? How did you get on my phone call, Walmart Security?
I'm sorry?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Hello?
You better be.
Hello, my name is Jeanette from
Hello? Who is this? Who's on my phone?
Who are you?
Is this Greg?
This is his name.
No. Why are you on my phone?
Why are you on my phone? This is my phone. Get off my phone.
Sir, I'm on my phone.
All your phones.
Well, I'm on my phone. Wait, who said that? Who else is on my phone?
Guys, thank you for calling.
What's going on?
For quality assurance, your call may be monitored and recorded.
Whoa. Somebody's on my phone. This is a problem.
Thank you for calling Singular Wireless After Hours. This is Robert Bellamy. How may I help you?
How'd you get on my phone?
we hacked your phone, sir.
Hello, is FBC? Hello? I'm calling tech support. You still... Oh, hi. I'm calling for tech support. Are you there?
Yeah, thank you for choosing FBC Home Networking.
This is
John.
How may I help you? Hello? FBC Home Networking?
Hello, this is the operator. How may I help you?
Hi, my name's Ferguson, and my DSL modem does not work. I'm trying to download the Wiggles.
Hello, operator. Operator. All right. Anyway, hello, operator. Operator, I'm beige boxing off my friend's house. Can you dial a 300 number for me?
Secure access.
Yes,
I'm secure access.
How did you get on?
What's all this? Every time I keep calling, all the lines keep crossing, everybody keeps... What in God's name is going on? I tried to call my mother in the hospital, and all you fuckers are on the phone. Get off!
This is Mother's Day. I just want to send my mom a DSL telephone network card.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll link you up with that. Could I please have your Visa card?
This is AT&T Corporate Security. Who is on this line?
Your mother.
My name's Billy. Stop.
Good evening, Billy.
Don't
we have a situation here.
Don't talk to me.
Billy, we have a situation here. I need you to do exactly what I said, all right? Are you there, Billy?
I have your number.
Hi,
this is Patty from Southern Nights Video. We have several overdue titles in your name. We got Black Booty, Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, Rub-A-Dub-Dub, Three Men in a Tub, and let's see, Tiddalicious Part 3. Now, you get a 30% discount on account of your Platinum member, so go ahead and place a courtesy call from Southern Nights Video.
Overdue.
Just remind you of your overdue titles. Thank you.
Your mom's overdue.
I mean,
thank you.
Your mom.
Thank you for calling WDDP Radio.
You just won
$100. What the hell was that?
That was awesome.
That was funny.
That was
a bunch of freakers going crazy.
Shit going on.
You guys know that SBC is still on the line, right?
Oh. SBC, fuck my balls.
I don't know if they're listening, but hey. I just hung up on them, so...
The feds are tracing the call.
The federal government does not have the technology to trace our calls. It is all propaganda brought to you by the Pentagon. The government is just the Matrix. You have nothing to fear. They are just a phone line.
The government sucks.
Indeed.
Right.
Thank you for using Free World Dial-Up.
Thank you for using Matrix phone.
Thank you for using my mom.
Your mom.
I'm sorry, I just put it in your mom.
I'm sorry for you.
I know, because now it's burning.
And now I'm really confused.
Just because I'm a DJ does not mean I don't get burned.
Ba-da-da.
D-net.
Thank you for calling WDDP Radio. I'm sorry, I'm in the bathroom crying because my penis is burning. Please leave me a message, and I will get back to you after I see the doctor. Thank you.
We should call the STD hotline and say that. That's pretty funny.
I'm a local radio DJ personality, and my penis is burning. What should I do?
Why don't you call in and give us your opinion?
I have a number.
Hey, I'll do it.
Hotline.
I'm telling you, you guys call it, I'll do it.
What is it?
A cow?
I don't know what it is. I just stuck it in your mother.
Uh-oh. Penis burn for the rest of your life, buddy.
I know, it hurts.
It burns like the fire of a thousand suns.
I cannot seem to get the burning to stop.
Burn.
Ouch.
All right, so who are we calling? I thought somebody had a number.
I don't know. CFH keeps saying, like, some number, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, CFH. Say what number it is. Salsa.
Salsa? What the hell?
You know, we could call them and complain about the burning, too.
What is it?
Thank you for calling the SQC hotline.
Wait.
If you know what disease you contracted, and you know where you got it, please press 1.
The National Herpes Hotline, we should call that.
Yeah.
No. Right. Herpes doesn't block your penis up and make it hurt when you pee.
Yeah, but you get sores and burning.
It sounds like first-hand experience,
yeah.
Huh?
But, dude, well, no, my buddy had it.
Hold on, I'll Google something.
Well, I think he still has it.
Dial a buoy.
Thank you for calling Dial a Disease.
Okay, here's one on the CDC National STD Hotline.
Oh, God.
Okay, that should be a good one to call.
If you know whose mother you fucked to get this disease, press 1 now.
Well, hey, I'm going to call this number. Who's going to do it?
I got the number for
Samantha
Tech Support.
Do it. I'll do it.
585.
All right, hang on. 585. Okay, before we do the Samantha one, we're going to do the STD hotline.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
And Majestic's going to do the talking.
Yeah, Majestic's going to do it, all right? So everybody else just be quiet and don't do anything stupid. I'm going to call it. Hang on.
Hello. Is anybody there? Can you hear me?
Hello, Snake Dog.
Thanks, Dog. I'm about to call this STD hotline.
Okay, you guys, you got a few more minutes since we started late. We had all the screw-ups.
Thank you for calling CDC Info. This service now provides information on HIV, AIDS, STDs, immunizations, disease outbreaks and health issues covered in the media, and autism. If you would like to continue in English, please press 1. If you are, please listen to all of the options before making your selection.
Everybody be quiet.
If you are calling for general health information, press 1. For information about Learn the Lines, Act Early campaign, please hold for the next available representative. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality control purposes.
That's nice. Just hurry up. It hurts.
Thank you for your patience. The approximate wait time is 5 minutes. Please
hold
and the customer service representative will be with you shortly.
My penis.
Yep.
Thank you for your patience. Please continue to
apparently,
hold, and the next available representative.
People are saying on IRC that Stank
a
Dog is on the
all
stream. It's closing the show.
The order they are received.
Is that right?
Apparently.
Well, I'm having fun. Keeps ringing.
I am on the stream.
Oh, hi.
And I can't get a P stream.
Are you closing the show? Wait, I didn't hear that. Is he closing the show? What's going on?
He said he'd give us a few minutes.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Come on,
thank
lady,
you for your
up.
Patience. Please continue to hold, and the next available representative will be with you as soon as possible.
Oh, crap.
All calls
I'll have a few minutes, lady.
They are received.
I want to pee.
Suspense is killing me. Shit.
Where's the wait music?
If you like to talk a lot.
Thank you for your patience. Please continue to hold, and the next...
My penis fell off already, lady. Come on.
All calls are answered in the order they are received.
My penis is burning. Hurry up.
What, did we all hit the same lady?
I'm becoming a woman.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, you're going to need to call Dell about that.
You want to just call Semantic, because this isn't really working.
Thank you for your patience. Please continue to hold, and the next available representative will be with you as soon as possible. All calls are answered in the order they are received.
You want to call, like, Semantic like that?
I think Stank needs to close it up. I don't know if we can.
You're going to need a
number for Semantic.
Hold
number
on.
For Semantic is 585.
Drop right, this call.
Yeah.
Hello, Semantic. I had sex with a prostitute and your antivirus isn't working.
Alright, you want to...
585-350-0400.
Assistance. If you would like to use our automated assistance, please press 1 now or stay on the line for the next
event.
Shut the fuck up. 585-350-0400. It's Semantic.
Control campus information.
What is it?
Campus information.
Do you help with STDs?
Nope.
I had sex with a prostitute, now I can't pee. It really hurts, man. Come on, help me out. What do I do, man? Oh, it's turning green. What, no info? Come on, man. Help me out here.
Oh, sorry. I took him off the line.
You bastard.
Alright, I'm going to call Symantec, alright?
Yeah, let's see if their antivirus can help.
Okay, I think thanks.
Hey, hello. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give me a break. Stop for a second. Stop for just a second. Don't make any calls. Hold on.
Let the man talk.
All right, is everybody with me for just a couple seconds?
Prepaid calling.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Okay. Please enter your prepaid card number.
I'm muting everybody.
Just hang on here. Just let me talk for a second and see what we're going to do and then take it from there.
All right, but I'm entering calling. I don't have much time.
Are we still on the call?
You have.
All right.
23 minutes available for this call.
We're not in the middle
please
of one.
Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to call.
You want me to just cut it off? We can call back later.
Yeah, cut it off for just a second, please.
All the users are muted, so you have the floor.
Okay, I'm okay. I just checked back in. I know we got started late because we had server problems that we talked about earlier, so it's about the normal time that we would cut the show off right about now. Like I said earlier, I kind of did a hack job to let this thing stream, and I did not put an end time in. I have to manually end this. So all I want to do is come on and see what the status of the show is. I haven't been listening. I don't know what's going on, if you guys are still into this, or if you're still making calls, what's going on. So whoever's, if I don't even know if our original hosts are still going on or what. But basically, yeah, I'm speaking as loud as I can. I don't know if anybody can hear me. But anyway, I just checked, stopping in to check and see if you guys want to end the show or if you want to keep going. As far as I'm concerned, the stream can keep going. I do not have a set end time in there. So if you guys want to keep going with it, I'm perfectly fine, perfectly okay with that. I am going to be up because I'm working on other stuff. So if you guys want to keep going, I guess you can unmute people and tell me or say it in the IRC channel or whatnot. The other thing I want to say while I've got a couple seconds is that I do recognize, acknowledge, and see that there are a bunch of people that need to be approved that are just now making accounts, I guess, for the first time that have never registered before. That is one of the things we're having problems with, and Knot Theory is out for the night. So we will not be able to approve anybody tonight. So if you're not approved, it's going to have to wait till next week. I've tried to go in and approve them, but I do not have authority on the box to do that. So that's going to have to wait. So other than that, I don't know if there's any other questions or any other problems that I've been missing, but now's the chance while I'm on the line. So unmute, and whatever you guys want to do, let me know how you want to handle this and how you want to go forward with it.
No, it's been a good night. You'd be proud of living dead right now. You should listen to the stream later. pretty sick after he did.
Again, I think maybe, you know, I'm perfectly fine rotating hosts in. I agree.
I'm not saying that.
One of my opinions about the show is that, you know, you get way too many people on there, and that whole clusterfuck, nobody's quiet while you make calls. You got streams in the background. So that's why I think it maybe it is good to have few hosts, 4 or 5 people hosting that agree to do stuff and then maybe alternate out, what and et cetera, et cetera. So maybe we ought to do this in the future where we assign a few guests or a few hosts each week and rotate them in and out. So if Living Dead, I don't know if you're on the line listening, if you'd be up for that, then I'll give you first dibs if you want to take over next week's show or whatever, and we'll kind of wing this. The whole point of the show is that it's experimental. We're doing whatever we want to do. I mean, let's try something different each week. Some of it's going to work, some of it's not. So,
well, we appreciate you giving us this chance, though.
Keep going with the show. It looks like from IRC, what I'm looking at, people want to stick around and keep doing it, so I'm cool with that. So, what I will do then is I'm still up and working. It's 1:20 a.m. right now. I'm still up working on stuff. I'll probably be up for another, at least till 2. So if you guys want to go till 2, and just when I'm getting close to going to bed, I will hop back on and interrupt again. And until then, you guys can keep the show going and do whatever you want. How's that?
All right. Well, I guess we can keep it going till 2. I'm good with that.
I mean, if you want to end earlier, I can end it. I mean, it's all up to you. The floor is yours.
2's great. I mean, that sounds actually perfect for what we're going to do. So far, this has been a really great night. I like the idea of the hosts thing.
Okay, great. That's what, you know, we'll do that. Some nights we'll do the clusterfuck. Some nights we'll do show hosts. We got a lot of other stuff we want to try as well. So, you guys
so far,
take the show. I'm just going to hang up. And actually, I've had the phone on speakerphone and on mute, but I'm in the other room working on something else. I'm not listening, but you will see me on the admin list.
All right, well,
so,
before you go.
Yeah, just you guys do whatever you want to do, and I'll hang on for another 2 or 3 minutes in case anybody needs anything, and then I'll probably be out, and you guys can take the show till 2.
All right, great. And thanks again for this opportunity. This is really
a blast.
Thanks.
No, you don't have to thank. That's what the show is for. This is the show for everybody to do what they want. It's a freestyle thing, and do what you want to do. Does anybody need anything from me while I'm available, while I'm back in here, though?
Nope, just approving, but I mean, that's broken, so...
All right, you got it. All right, guys, have fun. I'll check back in at 2 o'clock.
All right, thanks.
See you,
Zach. Late.
All right, well, that's pretty cool. So, you want to do that
unmute.
Semantic? All
right, yeah, do it semantic.
All right, hold on. Let's unmute everybody first.
I have to go, so see ya.
All right, see ya.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Somebody's got
Can you hear me now?
Echo.
Let's re-mute that person.
Alright. Yeah, everybody's unmuted
now.
Okay,
dude. I still need to take a piss, but, you know, Symantec's not on the line.
Alright. I'll get Symantec back on the line.
I'm hearing an echo.
You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Thank you.
Are you a very young boy or a really old black woman?
I have bets on the black woman.
Marque dos para español. Please enter your prepaid.
I'm not black.
Sure you're not.
Gotta love Folgers.
You have 23 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to call.
Okay, I got this call.
All right, so
while we connect your call. All
right. Hey, whoever's in 666, you're now in the Three Factor Conference.
You guys are Three Factor now.
Hello? Oh, Symantec?
Hmm?
Is this Symantec? Hello?
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 Okay, they hung up. I guess that wasn't Symantec, that was a home number. What was the... Who gave me that semantic number? What's the semantic number?
Hold on a sec.
Oh, God. You know who that was? That was 867... That was 8675309.
The semantic number is 585-350-0400.
Yeah, I got that. It was written down. I got like 10 numbers written down on this piece of paper, and I knew that the semantic one started with a 5, so I dialed the wrong one. Started with a 5. I dialed 574-867-5309.
Oh, shit.
All right, let me call somebody.
Come on, man. I'd like to get this data discharge out. Something's blocking my line. It's blocking the stream.
Welcome to Sprint Prepaid Calling. Please enter your prepaid card number.
Who's on here?
You have 22 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to call. Please hold while we connect your call.
Okay, I got it.
All right, it's all you.
Thank you for calling the Semantic Authorized Service Center. Please note that Semantic customer service and technical support are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Whenever it comes up.
Semantic monitors calls on a random basis and contacts some customer for quality purposes. If you do not wish to be contacted, please notify your agent.
Interesting.
If you do not have a priority ID number, press 1. If you do have a priority ID number from Semantic's online case
tell me what you want to press.
Press 2.
1.
1 or 2?
2. You don't have a priority line.
To obtain a priority ID number, which will provide you priority routing in the phone queue and shorten the length of your call, point your web browser to http://service.semantic.com/priority. You will now proceed to the...
No one hacked the site.
Note that this call will not have priority routing.
Can't hack that site. It's a Gibson.
Please choose from the following 5 menu options. To repeat these options, press 0. For general product information or non-technical questions about your Semantic software, including questions about your subscription, please press 1. If you are having difficulty activating your product or have general customer service questions about product activation, please press 2. For technical assistance with your Semantic software or for virus removal assistance, please press 3. To purchase new software, to return a product, or if you have a question... For virus removal services, please press 1. For technical support on Norton Antivirus... Thank you for calling Semantic Authorized Service Center's Virus Removal Service. Your call will be answered in the order in which it was received. Please note that we are now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Semantic monitors calls on a random basis and contacts some customers for quality purposes. If you do not wish to be contacted, please notify your agent. To receive support on this line, please have a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express card ready, as you will be charged for this service.
Yay.
We know that Semantic's new automated support assistant can diagnose and provide solutions to the top virus issues free of charge in less than 2 minutes. If you suspect that you have a virus,
answer the damn phone.
Time to play. Get an operator. Operator. Operator.
Before we begin.
Operator.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Please say
operator.
It again.
Operator.
Representative.
Agent.
Sorry, we are unable to process your request at this time. Please hold while we transfer your call to a customer service representative.
There we go.
Thank you.
Easy.
Okay, I got it.
You...
In a moment, you will be transferred to the next available virus removal agent. First, please listen closely, so you may determine which virus removal consultation service is best for you. Our premier consultation service, which includes diagnosis, documentation, and step-by-step fret removal is available for $69.95 U.S. Standard consultation service, which includes diagnosis and documentation only, is available for $39.95 U.S. Please keep in mind that you must start with the standard consultation service and upgrade to the premier consultation service
AVG
later. Our virus
three
removal consultation is not.
For $39.99.
Shut up. Check these nuts for $39.99.
Thank you for calling Virus Removal Consultation Service. This is Sheila. Have you called Virus Removal before, or this is the first time you're calling Semantic?
Hello, Sheila. I'm having a problem.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm calling for pussy.
Do you have the case ID with you, or this is the first time you're calling Semantic?
First time.
May I know your case ID, please?
I don't
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What is it?
I said I don't have one. That's why I'm calling, because
this
a virus erased it.
This is the first time you're calling Semantic?
Yeah, a virus erased it. I got a computer virus and erased it. That's why I'm calling. Savvy?
Yeah.
Computer virus? Erased it? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, sir. I need to know that this is a...
Well, I got a computer virus and it erased it. It's a pretty bad... It's like a new... It's one of the new computer viruses. It spread like wildfire.
I'm sorry, your voice is breaking. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Your voice is breaking.
Okay, well, I've got a bad computer virus, and it erased my number. It got everywhere. It's like, this virus is everywhere. Like, it's on my phone, my cat got it, and it hurts when I pee. It's everywhere. I'm done.
Dude.
Can you help me with that? My cat got my virus, and now it goes meow. And instead of going meow, it goes cat sex, and that's a pretty bad problem. So can you help me with that? Is your supervisor there? Hello.
Pussy.
Hey, is your supervisor there? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, did you get all that?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me? I think my phone has a virus, too. It's pretty bad. See, like, you can hear people talking in the background and stuff. They probably shouldn't be, because they're morons, and my phone got a virus.
Hello, this is Mark. Hello? This is Mark.
Hello, this is...
This is what I'm talking about. My phone's got a virus. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, sir. This is Mark. What do you need?
Hello,
got a virus. My phone has a virus.
What kind of virus, sir?
Hello.
What kind of virus, sir?
It's Abdul. Thank you for calling Semantic.
Hello,
yes, Abdul, I am agent number 10592. How may I help you?
Okay, sir. Hindu pussy.
Hello.
Thank you for calling Semantic. This is agent 10925. I'm Abdul. This is Semantic. How may I help you?
This is Hindu pussy. Hello? This is Hindu pussy.
Okay, are you there?
This is
my phone's got a virus.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my phone's got a virus, and it's like my cell phone's got a virus, you see? And you can hear, like, I just had to restart, I had to reboot my phone. So now that should be fixed. So, could you help me with that? This virus that I got, it erased my number, it erased my computer, it got to my phone, my cat has the virus, and it hurts when I pee. That's how bad this virus is. All right. So it's called Win32.Hairball. That's what my cat has, and instead of going meow, it goes cat sex. So can you, like, does your antivirus software, does it remove that? Win32.Hairball.CatSex.exe. Hello. Hello. Are you there? Hello, ma'am. Are you there? Hello.
Hello. Can you be able to hear me?
Can I show you?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Can you be able to hear me?
Hi.
Hi, this is Sheila from Symantec. This is the first time you're calling Symantec, or do you have the case ID with you?
Did you hear anything that I said?
I'm hearing some disturbance noise from your side, okay?
I know. That's because my phone has a virus, too. Do you see? My phone has a virus. Everything I have has a virus. That's why I'm trying to call you. Everything in my house has a virus. A virus, you get it? And you... I need help with my virus.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is the first time you're calling Symantec?
Yes, this is the first time I'm calling Symantec. And I just need to know whether
okay.
you can help me with my virus.
Okay, surely I will help you. It's not a problem. But before that, I need to provide the case ID for you, okay? I need some of your information. May I know your email address for the quality assurance, please? Could you spell out slowly?
Yes, okay. It's Fubster, FUBSTER, @ willhackforfood.biz.
Could you spell out?
Yes. WILLHACK. FORFOOD .biz BIZ.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got
that's
that? It? Now, it might have a virus too. I don't know. I've got a whole lot of really bad viruses here. Even my toaster has a virus, my microwave has a virus. It's all messed up. It's pretty bad. So, do you think you can help me with that?
I'll just make sure your email address, okay? It's S as in Seattle.
What?
U as in umbrella. Hello?
Yes. F. F.
I can't be able to get your email address properly, okay? This is not your correct email address.
It's not the email address that I signed up with. It's not. Because that got a virus. I can't check that email anymore, so I had to change it. It's all got a virus. It all has a virus. It's bad. I'm telling you. This is a bad virus. My cat has my... See, this virus, my oven, my TV, my lamp, my TV changes channels on me. You know, like, I try to turn on the light blows up. My cat, you know, cats usually go, meow, meow. This one goes, cat sex. I mean, I don't know what the hell is wrong with it. This is a bad virus. It's called...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. What I will do is I will transfer this call to my supervisor.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Majestic, I'm going to unmute you.
Thank you for staying on hold. This is Jake, the floor supervisor.
Hi, Jake. I've got a problem. I've got a very, very bad virus. All right? And I can't, I don't have an email address anymore. I don't have a number anymore. My phone has a virus, and, like, it keeps cutting out when I try to talk to you. My phone even has this virus. It's my cell phone. My, like, everything in my house has this really bad virus. My microwave, my TV changes channels. I tried to turn on a light, it pops. My car won't start. My cat, even. My cat has this virus. It goes, meow, meow, cat sex, meow. And excuse me, I just swallowed a bug. All right, and, like, everything's got this virus. My toaster, it burns my toast. excuse me. Even I've got this virus. Like, it hurts when I pee, even. I mean, everything's got this virus. My Neopet, my Tamagotchi.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has this virus, and I was just calling to see, can you do anything about it?
Mm-hmm. And how did you come to know that everything in your house has a virus?
I'm telling you, everything in my house has a virus. Like, it all started about 2 days ago. I turn on my computer, everything's running fine. And all of a sudden, it pops up my semantic virus scanner. It said something about win32.catsex. And I'm like, all right, it's a computer virus, right? I'll just heal it. I'll quarantine it, you know? And so I did, and then it said... Sorry?
Go ahead.
It said something like a Windows error message popped up, and then my computer shut off. So I just thought that it crashed or something like that. And I was going to reboot my computer, and then the phone rang, and I picked it up, and it said, you have the cat sex virus, or something like that, you know? And this really looped, like, it's scary voice. So I, you know, I'm like, oh, that's a crazy coincidence. It's a prank caller that called at the same time I got this weird virus, right? And so I don't really think anything more of it. So I try to reboot my computer, and nothing happens. I try to fix my computer, nothing happens. So I'm walking, this is strange, you know. I try to get in my car, it won't start. It won't start. I turn on the TV, it's all static. I try to change the channels, it doesn't work. I run the sink, all the water comes out black, and I turn around, my cat's going, cat sex, cat sex. I mean, I didn't know cats could do that. I don't know what the problem is. Do you have any ideas? Have you ever encountered anything like this? You know, it's pretty bad. I mean, even the water in my shower won't heat up.
Oh. It has affected your shower as well?
It's affected everything in my house.
Everything?
Absolutely everything.
What I can recommend right now is to evacuate that room right now.
Well, I mean, I'm not in my room right now. I'm calling from a payphone, and you can probably tell because I mean, my phone has a virus. I'm afraid that this virus might even follow me or something.
You are even thinking that the virus is following you?
I think so.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I was driving down the street, and I finally got my car to start, right? And so I was driving down the street, and I look in my rearview mirror, and there's a cat following me.
Oh,
it's got
really?
These beady little eyes.
And the name of the virus is w32.cat, right?
No, .catsex. CATSEX.
Okay.
My car might have just needed oil. I don't know. It might not have spread to my car. I don't know. I've been doing a whole lot of drugs.
Virus.
It could be that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so... Where did you get this virus?
I don't know. I think the guy down the street sold it to me.
Uh-huh. This virus seems to be very interesting, you know?
I tried to buy acid from him, but he gave me a virus instead, you know? It's pretty...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you...
Well, we don't have any solution for this kind of virus. Because
I'll fix it. Don't worry. I'll get around to it. So, all right. Well, virus aside, you know, how's it going with your life? You doing anything later?
Sorry?
You doing anything later? You dig, guys?
Can I beg your pardon, please?
Well, you can beg anything you want, if you get my drift. I'll beg for you. Yeah.
how is the weather over there?
Well, I don't have any virus, and the weather is right now very cool.
Weather's cold, huh?
Very cold.
Very cold. That's too bad, you know? I think viruses spread in heat. You know, it's hot as hell down here.
I know.
All right, well,
What about, what's the temperature over there?
What's the temperature?
It is. Yeah.
It's probably about 90. With the humidity, it makes it a whole lot hotter. You know, I bet you could get together and we could make it a whole lot hotter. Catch it? Savvy?
I don't think so.
You know what you look like? Well, before I go, I'd just like to say, do you know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes?
Mm-hmm.
You look like a rube. A tall, well-scrubbed, hustling rube. Good nutrition has given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation removed from poor white trash, are you, Mr. Semantic Employee? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed? Pure West India. What was your father? Was he a coal miner? Did he stink of the lamp? You know how all the boys found you with the with the sticky tired fumblings in the back seats of cars, and all you wanted to do is get out, get anywhere, get all the way to the outsourced tech support center at Semantic. Savvy? You know you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
okay,
you know it.
It's really nice to, you know, compliment from you.
It is.
At the same time, you know, being a geek and a nerd, I know how to, you know, manipulate any kind of a virus. Whether you want a cat or a dog, let's get into the business and keep this all away.
What the hell? What about cats? I didn't catch that. Cat sex?
Well, you are real imaginative.
All right. All right. I just want you to say one thing for me. All right. Could you say cat sex?
Yeah.
Could you say it? Cat sex?
Well, why not? We can.
All right.
What do you want to convey?
All right. Just say cat sex.
What should I say? Do you really want me to do?
Yeah. 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 It would be funny. Come on.
Okay. W32CATSEX. That's it.
Well, I mean, that's spelling it. You gotta say cat sex. Come on. W32 dot...
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, W32 dot cat sex. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
You rule. You're awesome, you know? Semantic is like my new favorite company. You rule. Seriously.
Believe me, it's one of the best companies in the world.
Oh, definitely.
Pleasure talking to you. And these calls have been recorded for our purpose, and I have deliberately recorded this in the very inception of the call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was awesome talking to you, and I know that you're a real genius.
All right, well, thanks. So are you.
A lot of friends over there.
You're on the radio right now. You're on the radio.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel pleasure to be on radio, you know. I always wanted to be a radio jockey, and, you know, you make me feel proud.
All right, well...
Hey, how are you guys?
This is KRAD. This is DJ Funjay on KRAD Radio. www.freakfactor.net. All right, well, congratulations, and, well, since you've been such a good sport on our radio show today, I think we're going to send you $50. Can I have a mailing address? Oh, he hung up.
Yeah. That was really funny.
I'm going to unmute everybody.
That was awesome, bro. Yeah, that was really funny.
Thanks. That was pretty funny.
That sounds like one thing you did? Holy fuck.
thanks.
Yeah. What did you say at the end? I'm tracing this car. What did you say? No, the guy hung up on me. He finally hung up.
No, I don't think he did. I think...
No, he hung up.
No, I heard him say, yes, hello. Yes, my address is... And then you cut him off. Yeah, he was back on.
I'm looking at it. He hung up. I didn't hang up on him. That's
who was fucking talking?
not.
I was. I'm sorry. I muted everybody. If you guys were all talking, you guys, shut up.
You're my new hero.
Yeah, like, people were, I had to mute everybody because somebody was saying, like, Hindu pussy and all this stupid stuff, so I had to, I just muted everybody. That was pretty cool. That was pretty fun. What did he say at the end? He's like, we're recording you and tracing it or something? Oh, well, whatever. Thank God for Free World Dial-Up. Or actually, no, Sprint, even better. But when I said I swallowed a bug, I really did swallow a bug. So he's like, oh, God. I swallowed a fucking gnat. Ugh. Anyway,
yeah, well, my Gentoo is finally working now after, like, all day of working on it and most of last night.
Awesome.
No,
I'd get
that
one.
Whoever.
You should have asked him for a case number.
Nah, I was having too much fun.
That was awesome, bro. I laughed so hard when you do that Silence of the Lambs thing.
That's like the
what
best.
What was the Silence of the Lambs? I missed it. My phone ran out of batteries right when you said it.
Yeah, that Silence of the Lambs quote works anywhere. You can just say that.
That was fucking great.
Do you know what to look like to me? It's like you can look up on IMDb.com and it's like one of the memorable quotes.
What quote was it?
Do you know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube, a tall, well-scrubbed, hustling rube. Good nutrition is giving you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation removed from poor white trash. Are you Agent Starling? And that accent tries so desperately to shift. Yeah, it goes on.
Hindu pussy.
Oh, God, shut up. Screaming, Clary.
WDDP Hindu pussy.
Shut that shit up, dude.
Yeah, that's
that wasn't cool.
Yeah, I had to mute everybody because of that. That's not...
Thank you for calling WPRON Radio. Thank you for calling KPRON Radio.
This has been a fun episode.
Hey, Majestic, can you get in on C?
No, not right now, no.
Okay.
I'm kind of at home watching porn.
Oh, okay.
I just watched the hottest fucking girl in the world getting fucked. This girl's fucking hot, dude. I got to upload this for you so you can see it.
Okay, any specific FTP?
What's her name?
Let me see what this disc is called.
Gage, question?
W.
Which, if anybody listening to Freak Factor wants porn, I can get it for you.
Anybody on Freak Factor should have a good supply of porn.
Oh, we got next week's episode has to be a porn episode.
Anybody that wants porn, IRC, thundercity.net, #ASP.
Dude, this disc is called Layover. Dude, this fucking blonde girl's hot as fuck. Well, I'll be making a video of that.
And upload it.
I'll put all the VOB files and shit online for you guys so you can just burn it.
You know what's sad? I've got three operating systems on this one computer, right? And it's an 11.5 gigabyte hard drive.
Shit. That's a bad
one. I've got Windows 2000, Linux, and BOS on here.
Girl, you are devastatingly hot.
I'll get my FTP set up tonight, upload it to there. Everyone can download off that.
Just email me the account information and I'll send it over to you.
I'm emerging open box right now, so yeah, wait a little while. I have to emerge for FTP also. So.
Oh, if you want to upload them, just stick them on mine. It's the IP 67, or actually it would be easier to remember the URL. It's Mumon, MUMON. .myvnc.com. Just
you want to do that?
Mumon, M-U-M-O-N, .myvnc.com. And just log in as anonymous, and the one folder that you should be able to see is called pub, and just stick it in there, and then I'll move it, and then I'll set up a login. Or actually, you know what, just everybody, just log in as anonymous, and it'll be in pub. So just stick it in there.
Let me post that in
Good. Email me the instructions, because I won't remember it right now. I'm drinking, too.
All right, what's your email?
Majestic.
I see somebody's logged in.
.org.
What was it?
Majestic@bowd.org.
You have to be logged in right now.
Yeah, 6675-91108.
Yep. Yeah, feel free to get it if you want.
Three people, four people. Damn.
I was number one, so I win.
Five people, six people, seven people.
Hey, does anybody want a copy of Swordfish right now? I got it online.
No, we're not going to do illegal stuff right now.
We don't do pirating here.
Ten people.
Yeah, sure we don't.
Well, I mean,
put FBA on you.
This is all legal stuff. I'm not. Don't upload anything illegal. I don't do that.
1-800-SNITCH, I think it is.
Dude, this girl is like the hottest fucking girl in the world.
Let's see it. Upload it.
Show the world. I'm online right now.
Majestic, do you have AIM?
Dude, I'm not online right now.
Oh.
What is it anyway?
My AIM is on Internet Forums. You can see it.
Okay. Add it.
Alright, guys, I think I'm going to give it a night. It's been nice talking with you.
Alright.
Catch you later.
See ya. Majestic, is that vowd.org? V-O-U-W-D?
Given Douglas, V-O-U-W-D.org.
Alright.
Yeah, but dude, I could put plenty of stuff in there right now.
Just don't fill it up with crap, or don't put anything illegal in there.
Oh yeah, of course.
There's
not.
Like, yeah, there's 10 people connected right now, just like, not doing anything. You know, I don't like all of you being connected. I'm gonna kick all of you right now because you're pissing me off.
It's not me, 'cause I'm loot like that.
All of you have been
nothing. Who are you anyway? Who just said that?
Hey, who's this reconnecting here? Ooh. Pesky buggers.
Hey, I'm using command prompt FTP. I don't have reconnect.
Well, there's nothing on there. Why would you reconnect?
I'm not reconnecting. I'm using command prompt. There is no reconnect option on there.
Just people who are listening to this, I know people are reconnecting.
They're like, I want to see the hot girl. It's not even there yet. It'll probably be there Monday.
Yeah, I'll post it in BenRev when it's all up.
Cause dude, this is like the hottest fucking blonde ever. That's like,
I'm just gonna keep kicking people. Next person who reconnects, I'm gonna ban.
Nope, you're done.
Someone's getting banned.
24.118.163.18. Cut that out. You've got three connections going on here. Okay, Rob F, cut that out.
Dude, just start fucking, like, nuking them.
You know what? Ban time.
Go ahead, put them to FBI, so hackers.
Now y'all are just doing this to piss me off, aren't you? Oh, you!
I stopped, by the way.
I know that's great. I only identify people by IP here. I'm just gonna start whoizing everybody and figure out who the hell this is. 24.171.104.175. You are banned.
Dude, phone him and put his docs on the fucking like BinRev form.
All right, well, 24.171.104.170. Oop, connection. Even now, I see.
Hello.
68.70. I'm just going to read off every single IP that comes on. 68.70.
Hey, can you hear me? Am I on? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, dog.
All right. It's 2 o'clock. What are we doing here?
I think we're pretty much
reading off IP addresses.
Yeah, we're reading off of IP addresses, people who are connecting to my FTP.
Okay.
I
that
think.
Doesn't sound all that interesting to me, but okay. I guess
not really.
Then we're closing it up here. Is that what we're doing?
Pretty much, yeah. I'd say it's about time.
Hey, thank dog.
Yes.
Did you get my private message on your forums?
I don't check private messages on the forums much, so no, probably not.
If you can, go check for a Majestic file on there. I asked you a serious question on there.
Yeah, I'll try to remember to look, but it didn't bounce back. It's usually full because I don't check it.
I mean, it was a private message.
Just email me. Just email me. It's better to get to me through email because the other stuff I don't check. Email's the only way I can check it when at my leisure. But I think we are going to get kicked here. I've set it up to kick us off, and I think maybe one more minute. So I guess thanks to our host tonight. Again, I've been away, so I haven't really listened to the whole thing. I don't know what happened or what's going on. So hopefully somebody recorded the stream. I know because we had problems when we started off. Kind of started late. I don't know if anybody had streams being recorded at the allotted time, and we kind of screwed that up. So hopefully somebody got a complete capture of the stream all night and has this start to finish. And I guess this is going to be the finish. So thanks again to everybody who participated tonight. And we will try to do something similar next week. We've already had a couple of people who volunteered, so we'll get 4 or 5 people to host and then let them do the same thing next week and try this a few times and see how it goes over. So, again,
man,
thanks to everybody.
I wasn't even a host and I was here all night.
Yeah. All right, well, last 10 seconds, all I can say is thanks for listening to Freak Factor Episode 6. Check us out at freakfactor.net. And that is going to do it. So thanks for everybody for listening and participating. And the revolution will be digitized, bitches.
Meow.
I don't know if they got in.
That's that.
Meow.
Well, thanks again for the opportunity. This is fun.
Not a problem. Not a problem. And I think as far as I'm concerned, it's going to let you guys keep talking. So if you guys want to keep playing around with it, it'll probably keep going. The stream should end any second or any minute now. We may still be streaming. I don't know. So keep that in mind. But as for me, I'm hanging up. So you guys, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Yep.
See you.
The future will be digitized.
Okay, this has got to stop. User, ban me. Pass, LOL. Come on.
Hey, dude, if you want, just set up a password protected section, and I'll put some shit in there for you.
No, I'm just going to ban everybody who comes on now, because this is just getting stupid.
Dude, I'm talking about for the future. That way I can put some shit in there.
Oh, yeah, sure. But you need to tell me your password, so I'll just, I don't know. I emailed you, so what? Just email me back.
Dude, just email me a password and shit, and I'll use that.
Well, I don't know what password you want to use. Whatever.
Just make one, man. Just email
all right, whatever.
I mean, I'm using WSFTP95, so I mean...
Alright.
Once I put the password in, it's not going to really, you know, ask me again.
Alright, well, I'll email you.
Is it? I can put some cool shit in for you.
Alright, sure.
And keep banning IPs, because it's fun.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'd like to announce that I've only connected once to FTP, so...
Well, if you only connected once, I'm not going to ban you. I'm just connecting to people who are connecting over and over again.
Yeah, I wasn't banned. I was the first one to connect, and, like, I left.
Congrats.
No, actually, you weren't the first person to connect.
Actually, I was.
No,
you
weren't.
No, look, what's your IP?
It was the one you read off as the first one.
Oh, that's not... the one that I read off wasn't the first one, so...
It's 66.75.91.108.
You have been kicked from this conference.